News this hour from townhall.com. Amit Thomason. Stunned silence from the White House press corps as Patty Morin detailed the murder of her daughter at the hands of an illegal alien. Rachel Morin, a Maryland mother of five, savagely attacked before being killed. Patty Morin at yesterday's White House press briefing saying that she cannot understand how any lawmaker, including Democrat Chris Van Hollen, can stand up for the rights of illegals over American citizens.
To have a senator from Maryland who didn't even acknowledge or barely acknowledge my daughter and the brutal death that she endured, leaving her five children without a mother and now a grandbaby without a grandmother, so that he can use my taxpayer money to fly to El Salvador to bring back someone that's not even an American citizen. Why does that person have more right than I do, or my daughter, or my grandchildren?
And she says this is not about politics. Quoting Patty Morin, I want to preserve life. A D.C. federal judge says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for violating his order last month to turn around planes carrying deportees to a Salvadoran prison. The president has started negotiating tariffs with America's trading partners. Yesterday it was Japan. Today, Italy's premier will visit the White House. President Trump suggesting that Harvard runs a risk of losing its tax-exempt status. Puerto Rico has been hit by an island-wide power outage. Utility crews working this morning to get the lights back on. And Iran says the next round of nuclear talks with the U.S. will take place in Rome. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 314. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
In the last 2-3 minutes, we were getting a report there may be an accident, 295 southbound, and they're indicating at Route 32, and I'm looking at the camera there right now, and I don't see that delay. It doesn't mean it's not there, but the data is showing at least some backing. So if you're moving south of Route 100 and moving down from Arundel Mills, as you get closer to Route 32, we'll figure it out, get the exact location, and we'll let you know. But keep an eye out for that through there. Both the tunnels clear and good to go, both on 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures are on the upswing for the rest of this week. Sunny and mild, 66 today. Tomorrow, a few clouds, 76. Saturday's even warmer. Slight chance of a shower, 86 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by the Good Feet Store. A new poll shows how Baltimore City and Baltimore County residents feel about the direction of their jurisdictions. The University of Maryland Baltimore County survey indicates 41% of residents said the city's heading in the right direction, while 47% think it's off on the wrong track, and 11% don't know. Among Baltimore County residents, 51% said the city is on the wrong track, compared to 34% who think it's heading in the right direction. The poll also found 65% of city and 60% 70% of people in the county don't trust their local government. Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen wants an oversight hearing after the Public Service Commission found a BGE employee repeatedly falsified gas pipeline inspection reports. Cohen says the BGE inspector falsified years of safety inspections, and the city deserves to know if its utilities are safe, especially when the company uses safety to justify rate hikes. Cohen says the council has written to BGE to get the full report, and there will be a hearing about it. Cohen says Baltimore deserves better. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The last time Jackson Holliday got a hit was 11 days ago. Last night, he put that all behind him in the bottom of the second.
And here is Holliday, hoping to be patient but aggressive at the right moment. Holliday drives one to deep left center. Thomas is back.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. The seventh home run of Holliday's career went to left center, breaks an 0-for-17 slump, and was the signature moment of an Orioles 9-1 win over Cleveland. After the game, the 21-year-old talked about his opposite field power.
Oh, I've always grown up hitting the ball that way. I guess I'm just starting to get a little bit stronger, so it's nice to be able to hit the ball out of the park that way. And excited to get the team going and a great team win.
Elsewhere in baseball, the Jays beat the Braves last night 3-1. The Red Sox blank the Rays 1-0, and the Yankees get an Aaron Judge home run, and they nip the Royals 4-3. Coming up in 30 minutes, a lengthy injury update for the Birds, and that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowy. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, April 17, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Bruce Elliott has the morning off. Delegate Nino Mangione is with us this morning.
Good morning, Sean. Glad to be back for a second day here.
Indeed. Did so well yesterday that we brought you back for another day. I was just kidding around. Top stories here coming up in this hour that the Trump DOJ
is suing the state of Maine over trans athletes in women's sports. We'll take a look at that story. Also, the evidence now is being put forward on this MS-13 gangbanger who was rightfully deported, not mistakenly, rightfully deported from the United States, and evidence that he is a woman beater as well. But the top story, of course, Senator Van Hollen striking out in El Salvador. He goes down, you know, this is nothing more than a Cory Booker moment. Okay, this is what the Democrats are left with. All they have is street theater. Because they can't win on ideas. They can't win on their solutions. They can't win on anything right now. Except for, you know, they'll win in the media. This is all about the Cory Booker 25-hour speech-a-thon, and now this trip to El Salvador, which accomplished nothing.
And it's really the same as the AOC stunt, remember, years ago when she took the picture in front of the border. I saw yesterday Van Hollen, the media cameras. I said this yesterday. He's not a stupid guy. However, this was a stunt. It's why people do not like politicians, Sean. It's why people don't trust politicians. It was an absolute photo op, a waste of time, and worse, it's an insult to every Marylander, especially yesterday with Rachel Warren's mom.
Well, the Trump administration and the White House fired back will have most of her powerful emotional speech from the White House press briefing room coming up in the next hour. But here's Caroline Leavitt, who came out firing on all cylinders yesterday.
When Kilmer Abrego Garcia was originally arrested, he was wearing a sweatshirt with rolls of money covering the ears, mouth, and eyes of presidents on various currency denominations. This is a known MS-13 gang symbol of hear no evil, speak no evil, see no evil.
Yeah, the state-run drive-by meeting, oh, it just had to be a coincidence, you know? He wearing the Chicago Bulls cap and his tattoos. He was tatted up with MS-13. Just a complete coincidence.
And I want to add, Sean, that I mean, Senator Van Hollen, he's not any hero for what he did yesterday by any means, and he's not winning people over. But it's very important to note, they really didn't want to play his political games at all. And he goes, the vice president, they don't let him see Mr. Garcia, number one. The president's not even there. But to Attorney General Pam Bondi's point, the evidence shows that Garcia had been identified as a member of MS-13 by a Maryland County Police gang unit, a reliable confidential informant, ICE officers, an immigration judge, and an appellate board.
Yeah,
they all agree.
He was arrested with other MS-13 gang. That brings the question here, we'll talk about it in a minute. He was at a Home Depot. He wasn't working for Home Depot, as the media was reporting. He was there, you know, the day laborers. You know, they hang out in front of the Home Depots and stuff and hoping to get a job. And, you know, folks, you are part of the problem if you're hiring people from day labor groups. Okay, because many of these are gangbangers who are committing violence in our home state. But anyway, it also came out yesterday. The Gateway pundits, Jordan Conradson, reported that two protective orders were taken out by his wife, common law wife, maybe girlfriend Jennifer Vasquez, that he was beaten up on his woman.
Court ordered that the respondent committed the following acts of abuse. Once in May of 2021, assault in any degree. And on May 4th of 2021, he punched and scratched his wife, ripped off her shirt, and grabbed and bruised her.
Yeah, so Van Hollen goes all the way to El Salvador to rescue a woman beater from the El Salvador jail.
And Pam Bondi made another point on her experience dealing with domestic abuse cases, and she says it takes a lot of courage for them to come forward. And she went on, and I don't have the audio here, I should have sent it to you, but punched in the face, ripped her clothes off, punched her in the head. Unbelievable. Yeah. This is the guy.
Well, now she's saying that they resolved their differences.
Yeah.
6:13, much like Chuck Whitaker has with Bruce Elliott over the years. Speaking of which, it's time for traffic and weather on the threes.
Don't drag me into that.
Please don't say drag. We saw Bruce with a hospital gown on his head yesterday on Facebook. It was
no kidding. I didn't see that.
Oh, you missed that one.
Probably would have never talked again.
That's right. All right, Chuck, what's happening?
Now, it looks like there are two different things on the parkway. The wreck that was southbound after Route 32 was minor, but I'm looking at this wreck now, northbound after 197. So if you're coming up from Powder Mill Road, you're trying to get up through there. Left-hand lane apparently was blocked. And, of course, you know the parkway, you travel it every day. It's only two lanes each way. And this northbound traffic now is getting to be pretty bad. So anybody coming up from Powder Mill Road, the heads up is definitely there. Have not seen any early problems at the Harbor Tunnels or around the Beltway. Made a quick check through Annapolis. Everybody's good. Primarily westbound from Stevensville, and then all the lanes are open at the Severn River Bridge and then over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, today's going to be a nice day, sunny and mild, and 66 for what we now know as Holy Thursday. It is going to be 37 right now, clear in Columbia, and it is 40 and clear in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. American Airlines announced they will begin offering free Wi-Fi aboard their flights starting sometime in 2026. And you know what that means. They'll be rolling the price of that Wi-Fi into your airfare.
Well, of course.
But you're going to get it for free in a great marketing ploy.
$65 a bag.
Wiley Ballard, the sideline reporter for the Atlanta Braves broadcast team, he's been criticized for getting a female fan's phone number during the live broadcast.
Wow.
Of the Braves game.
I saw that.
Was he trolling?
He was actually, he said the people in the booth put him up to it.
I saw that video. It was actually kind of funny. It was nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was good banter, whatever.
I think at Ballard's next report, we'll find out if he struck out or made it to second base. You know, we'll see. A video of the capsule door being opened from the inside has prompted conspiracy theories that the all-female crew of Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin spaceflight was completely fake. How about that?
Yeah, they can't open it.
No. It opens only from the outside, not right from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
The woman aboard dispute that. They say the only thing fake about the mission was the hair extensions and a set of breasts. Now, other than that, everything was authentic.
Wow.
Various articles published describing how Elon Musk juggling his harem of women who are the mothers of his one dozen plus children. You know how many children he's believed to have? 14. So now he may be on a mission to personally populate Mars. Who knows? That's part of his theory. He wants to
certainly afford that.
We're not, you know, having the typical 3, 4, 5 children in many cases, with the exception of the Mangione family, you know, I should point out. But look, that's his personal preference. So,
well, I mean, look, he's not running to the mailbox to get his check every month.
He can afford it, and I'm sure he. I would imagine. Well, that's a different breed. He's such a high level guy that he's probably. I'm sure his kids are probably going to turn out all right. I mean, he can certainly pay the bills. So,
yeah.
What are you going to
do? The only thing is a little bit weird of the names, you know?
Yeah,
X,
yeah.
Little X, that math
that
equation.
Is a little weird.
His latest child, his name is Romulus.
Oh.
That is from the Ashley St. Clair influencer, who it was reported by the Wall Street Journal yesterday. They paid her or offered her $15 million and $100,000 a month to keep his love child secret. And she declined.
Wow.
That's tough walking away from $15 million, if true. You know, that's a little bit sketchy out with that. I don't know.
Well, just think, in about 10 years, all those kids will be sitting around going, when is Daddy going to die?
Well, that's...
we're all going to get a piece of the pie.
They'll be taken care of, that's for sure. The Who, the rock band, fired their drummer yesterday.
No.
Yeah. Do you know who their drummer was?
Ringo Starr's son.
Yes.
I've seen The Who a couple times. They fired him? Wow.
They fired him. Apparently, there was an onstage incident during a show in March, and that's it. So, yeah, I guess it's a little better off than how Keith Moon died, that's for sure. they fired their first drummer. But
Who's the other one that can't hear now?
Pete Townsend.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Pete Townsend, the lead guitarist. We got Roger Daltrey, and but I think was it John Entwistle and Keith Moon?
The Who minus two is what we used to call
it. The Who minus two, right? we'll see what happens. You know, that is a good. And I have a question for Delegate Mangione while he is here. I came across this story yesterday, Delegate. And, you know, look, you're very busy down there, I know, in the General Insane Asylum. Do you have any idea how many actual bills, pieces of legislation passed during this session?
I have to take a wild guess. I don't know. I mean, because there's liquor bills, and there's lots and lots of them. I don't know, 800?
That's pretty good. 878.
Really?
That's good.
Wow.
878 bills. Now, do all those bills get a hearing?
Well, they're supposed to, technically, but sometimes towards the end, it's kind of a BS hearing where it's done very quickly without testimony.
Well, does each bill get a 10-second hearing?
Every bill is supposed to get a hearing, yes.
Yeah. But, and we know
That's the ones that you said passed. There's thousands of bills. I'd say probably two, if I had to guess, I don't have the number in front of me, maybe 2,000 or so that are proposed.
Right. And a lot of them get tabled, or they don't get they don't go any further. But the actual ones that get third reader and so on and so forth.
Everything gets a hearing as long as it's put in the hopper, basically by a certain date. Now, there's lots of times where you might say there's an it could be an emergency situation where you propose it after you see a major report. We've done it a couple times with some of the crime in schools. And it may or may not, if it misses the deadline, get a hearing. But, yes, all those bills that are presented by a certain day are required to get a hearing.
Here was one that passed that we didn't even know about. House Bill 413, Senate Bill 925, reduces penalties for cannabis-related violations of being a volume dealer or drug kingpin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's certainly what we want, right? I mean, this is stuff that we weren't even aware of. It didn't get any coverage in any media. It's almost like you've got to have somebody down there fleshing out each individual bill and reporting on it.
Yeah, that's all under the notion because they've legalized marijuana that they should decriminalize some of the other aspects of it. Terrible bill.
Yeah. Here's another one. ACE's law requires that each time a student attempts or accomplishes an elopement, meaning they leave the school campus without the permission of a responsible school staff member, the school must notify the student's parent or guardian on the same day as the incident. My question is, do we need legislation for that? Shouldn't that be school policy to begin with?
There's half the bills are probably like that. Where do we really need this?
Do we really need to codify this into law? I mean, I was blown away by 878.
Some of that simply is, I hate to say it, so they can give a bill to one of their delegates or senators to just kind of prop their stats, so to speak. I hate to say it, but it's true.
Okay. And did any of your bills pass?
Sean, this year we got an alcohol-related bill that helped in Towson revitalization zone, so they may be able to put a restaurant in an office building. That did pass. We're very happy to help the small business people there. Some of my serious bills, like, trying to keep violent individuals who were wanted for murder out of schools, no, that didn't pass.
Right.
Unbelievable. But no, not only did it not pass, it was tabled and did not receive a vote in the committee.
Go figure.
Incredible.
Right. Now it's because you got an R next to your name.
And that dealt with Kayla Hamilton, by the way.
Right. 621, speaking of which, we'll hear from Kayla's mom coming up in just a few
Rachel Morin's mom.
Yeah, okay.
Kayla Hamilton was the one.
Kayla Hamilton was Tammy Noble's.
Yes.
But we're going to hear from her, too.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Okay. We got it all. Yeah. 622, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:23 and traffic and weather on the threes now with the update Thursday morning rush hour. Lug Nuts Johnson.
Looks like we're still okay on the approaches to both the Harbor Tunnels. Now 895 is still running without any big deal. South of O'Donnell Street, we can see 95 next door with the lanes open. That's always good news. Nothing major on the Beltway. Couple of things now on the BW Parkway. Now a new wreck southbound. Vehicle ran into the tree line southbound near 198. So if you're after Route 32, heads up there. And then we have the wreck in the left-hand lane, northbound on the parkway after the ramp at Route 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast is going to be sunny and mild today with a high of 66. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 76. Saturday, maybe a passing shower too, but we could reach 80 and maybe even hotter on Sunday. Clear in 36 right now in Ellicott City, 36 in Reisterstown, 624. You're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. And we're talking about the Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollow suffering humiliating rejection after flying to El Salvador to meet with alleged MS-13, there's nothing alleged about it, but he's this MS-13 gangbanger, Abrego Garcia, and of course, you know, something the media is not telling you that once MS-13 was designated a foreign terrorist entity, the withholding order that was ruled by the judge in this immigration case was vacated. It makes it null and void because the president has the full and sole authority to remove any illegal that is part of a terrorist entity. That's the law.
That is, I think, the most important point that had to be made, and I'm glad you did, because I was reading some people on Twitter saying it's either, and they're saying whether or not you think there's an immigration problem is not part of the discussion. The court order says he was not supposed to go. Well, you're right, and the point you just made is exactly the point that needs to be discussed.
So these judges are either ignorant or they're activists, or maybe even both. Who knows? But Attorney General Pam Bondi said there's no way he's coming home.
There was no situation ever where he was going to stay in this country.
Yeah, I meant coming back to the U.S. He's already at home in El Salvador. Chris Van Hollen, though, it's time for his Cory Booker moment.
We are not going to stop fighting for his return until he is actually released.
And, of course, we've heard from the president of El Salvador, Bukele, saying that he can't return him either.
I don't have the power to return him to the United States.
Yeah, he has the power. He's not going to smuggle some terrorist back into the United States and create an international incident. So this is what we're left with right now. This trip to El Salvador raising a lot of questions as this rightfully, not mistakenly, rightfully deported man is remaining in the Secot prison in El Salvador.
You know, Sean, the biggest culprit here in this situation, other than Mr. Garcia himself for being this MS-13 member, this terrorist, and Van Hollen, of course, but the media lies and dishonesty from day one. They have again proven themselves to be part of the problem in this country, not the solution. What a disgrace with their reporting. It took several days in the last week of the Trump administration, because I'm sure either Trump is just brilliant and he knew the Democrats would go this low, which this is the lowest I've seen in a long time, or the fact is that the media had no willingness to put any of the facts out there, and it just teed it up for the president and his team to say, wait a minute, this is an MS-13 member. Wait a minute, this guy twice looks like beat his girlfriend or wife. Wait a minute, this guy had already been in two cases where he's supposed to be deported. I mean, this is unbelievably unfair coverage by the media, but we've come to expect that.
Yep, that's they needed their poster guy for their cause and for their narrative, and of course, knowing that the media would be a willing accomplice, all they had to do was find one individual, and again, this law firm also, Murray Osorio out of Northern Virginia. I think they have offices in New York as well. That's all they do is immigration, and guess what? They represent a lot of MS-13 types. types.
And then this is the Democrat Party media cabal here, really. And if you look back, I mean, remember what they did? Because it questions, because of the two times he assaulted her, whether or not there was some type of collusion with her and the media and her and the Democrat Party. Because they did the same thing with Blasey Ford. Remember that?
Yep.
That was a
right.
stunt. This is the same media that worked together to form this narrative that they were whipping the Border Patrol agents were whipping right. migrants and kids.
Yep.
So they've falsified and done
the
these
cages,
phony,
keeping
the cages,
children in cages. I mean, this is what they do.
And yep. phoniness mm-hmm. and ran with it.
All right, let's take a phone call from Matt in Pasadena. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, sir. How are you doing today?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to call real quick. Two things. One, Van Hollen is just that, well, unfortunately for Democrats, they're becoming, they're now going after this because Hispanics are becoming the new black community. They're viewing this as he's going to be the savior to this poor Hispanic man, and he thinks he's going to garner favor with the Hispanic community to get their voting rights. That's just my take on it. The second thing is, I just wanted to commend Delegate Mangione, because I'm a 100% disabled veteran, and I received all my veterans paperwork because I had to fight for 10 years to actually get my 100% complete and permanent disability. And when I got it, I sent the paperwork into the state that I received because apparently we're not supposed to pay property taxes. That's one of the benefits that apparently I received. And when I sent all the paperwork in, I was told that the three pieces of paperwork, my DD-214, the letter from the VA, and the packet, my medical packet, that I had to send to the taxation office for them to yep. review my medical records, would take them a month or two or longer for them to get back to me after they reviewed it to give me my paper to say I don't have to pay my property taxes.
Nate, Matt, I hate to cut you off, but I got to run for a news
break. Appreciate it, Matt. Thank you.
Thanks for the call in. Appreciate that. 6:30, time for latest news headlines. And for Bruce Elliott, here's Julie Ryder.
Good morning. The mother of murdered Harford County woman Rachel Morin is criticizing Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen for his trip to El Salvador. Patty Morin says her daughter was brutally killed by an illegal immigrant from El Salvador, and she questions why the senator's trying to secure the release of a man who was in the U.S. illegally and deported. The White House says Kilmar Abrigo Garcia was a member of MS-13, but his family supporters say he was not a gang member and had a withholding of removal protection order. Morin was invited to speak at a White House briefing Wednesday, where she said Senator Van Hollen barely acknowledged her daughter's brutal murder, and she's insulted by his use of taxpayer money to go to El Salvador for a non-citizen. A 20-year-old Baltimore man has been sentenced to life plus 15 years for a 2023 murder in Cherry Hill. Paris Harris was convicted of first-degree murder in the shooting death of Desmond Gardner, who was on the way to visit his young daughter during a lunch break from work. In announcing the sentencing, the judge said Harris shot an unarmed man several times, and his actions demonstrated a callous disregard for the value of human life. A second suspect is also charged in the case, and he will stand trial in June. Amazon will be opening a distribution center in Wicomico County. Reports say the center's being built off of Route 50, and the company plans to employ around 120 people at the new facility. Salisbury Mayor Randy Taylor says the project has the green light and construction is getting underway. Coming up, we'll take a look at traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Here's last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3, 093, and the pick 4, 7038. Now, it's traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
There are two different areas of problems on the BW Parkway. Vehicle ran off the roadway, apparently, southbound near 198. I looked at the camera at Route 32. It's backed up all the way back to Route 32. And then on the northbound side, the accident about 20 minutes ago was in the left-hand lane at 197. So that area pretty congested right now on both sides of the roadway. I'm looking at the beltway here at Liberty Road on the outer loop. I have not seen anything in the roadway at this point, but for some reason we're slowing right here at Liberty, and then it's a little bit better towards I-70. Might just be the beginning of the morning backup now from Liberty Road down to Route 40, so we'll keep an eye on that. Parkville side, you're still clear on the outer loop at Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Temperatures are on the upswing for the rest of this week. Sunny and mild, 66 today. Tomorrow, a few clouds, 76. Saturday's even warmer. Slight chance of a shower, 86 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. The Orioles' pattern this year is to score a ton of runs in their wins. They go down meekly in their losses. The pattern continued last night at Camden Yards.
Holiday drives one to deep left center. Thomas is back.
Kevin Brown with a call on Masson. Holiday shot was the first of three Birds home runs last night. It breaks an 0-for-17 slump for Jackson Holiday. He hadn't had a hit in 11 days as Baltimore rolls over Cleveland 9-1 the final. Here's the manager in the postgame.
Beautiful thing when he was in the middle of the field, line drives. That was a huge hit for us at the time. Really impressed with our at-bats before that. Liked our at-bats against Williams all game. He's a really, really tough starter. So we did a really good job with a good game plan of staying off the elevated fastball. We pushed him down set, had a bunch of really good at-bats. And
the beneficiary of all this largesse was the starting pitcher, Dean Kramer, who gave the Birds 5 1/3 innings of one-run ball. 14 out of 21 first-pitch strikes.
It's every at-bat's going to be a grind, and you make sure that the most important pitch is strike one.
Sidebar, in their 7 wins this year, the Birds have averaged 8 runs per game. In their 10 losses, they have averaged 2.2. More from the Ravens draft day press conference on Tuesday. Eric DaCosta asked point blank, does he fully expect Mark Andrews to be a part of the Ravens team in 2025?
Oh, man. I never know what's going to happen, Jeff. And I would never want to say this or that. But I can tell you this. Mark Andrews is a warrior.
And Andrews is entering the final year of a 4-year, $56 million deal, and the Ravens picked up Andrews' $4 million roster bonus for the 2025 season back in March. It's hard to imagine the roster not without Mark Andrews this year. The time now is 6:37 when we return an explosive expose in The Athletic.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
And you sent me this one, Sean, and I mean, after reading it, I mean, we can't be completely shocked about it, but it was an expose in The Athletic, which is an online sports publication owned by the New York Times now, talking about a brewing college and pro basketball betting scandal that is just exploding. They were talking about an incident in a New Jersey casino where four men came in there, bet an exorbitant amount of money on Jontay Porter, who is a very little-known Toronto Raptors player. It was a prop bet. It was on on his personal statistics for the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just going on and on. And that investigation has now led to a further investigation, which these authorities are saying is the largest investigation of gambling in these sports.
Yeah, DraftKings are the ones that basically red flagged it, and they were losing money. They were losing money, and because, well, obviously there was a collusion between the bettors and the player, and the fact of the matter is that this might just be tip of the iceberg in both college and I just think all of this, the NIL in now going all the way down to high school, I think this is ruining, first off, the academics and the amateur sports, and now it's gonna cast a stain on professional sports as well.
You know, it was just 3 or 4 years ago where you never saw, there was no connection between the sponsorship of gambling, the DraftKings, the FanDuel, etc., and the sports. You never saw a betting commercial at all. Now all you see is a betting commercial. No matter what happens with this investigation, I don't see any of these teams, any of these leagues giving back any of the money that they're making from FanDuel and DraftKings, etc.
I'm just really uncomfortable when I hear it incorporated into broadcasts.
Play-by-play. Exactly.
And then you're seeing pre and post-game analysis where they're doing prop bets and they've hired a person to come in and solicit that. It's really muddying the waters.
And not only that, ESPN now has shows dedicated to betting. You know, it's not only like within a play-by-play, it's a 30-minute show only on betting.
Right.
And then, of course, the anchors on SportsCenter always have a segment in there about prop bets and betting and this and that. And look, you want to bet, but this is the cost. This is the cost that people pay.
Yeah, I will say from a political standpoint, I did vote, and a lot of us did, to allow sports gambling in Maryland, but I did worry, and you give that kind of access to somebody's fingertips.
Absolutely.
On a phone, and what that, especially for college. I mean, I played Division I sports, and that was the big no-no was, now nobody really gambled on Towson University soccer.
Right.
Couldn't really throw those games for a buck, but that was the big thing, no gambling. But now you fast forward where everybody is doing it, and or I should say lots of college males are doing it with access to players, and then the easeability of how to gamble legally on your phone. It's a recipe for disaster if used wrong. And that's
just as an aside, did you play on the last Towson soccer team?
I was a couple years before.
A
little older than that. Yes.
Okay, I got you.
All right. So
it is a story.
Good. Yeah, thanks, Gary. Big story. Big controversy. So yesterday I raised the specter of whether or not Senator Van Hollen may be in violation of the Logan Act, which dates all the way back to the early founding of this country. And we won't get into the history of it, but basically, in its current form, the Logan Act bars a citizen of the United States without authority of the United States from directly or indirectly commencing or carrying on any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government with intent to influence the measures or conduct of any foreign government in relation to any disputes or controversies within the United States or to defeat the measures of the United States. It appears to me, I am not a lawyer, but I don't play one on the radio here this morning. It appears to me that Senator Van Hollen was not sent over there with the authority of the United States government. Okay? And he can't throw out his title and say, I'm a U.S. Senator, I can do whatever I want. Sorry. Then we could have 100 senators going in different directions all over claiming they represent the United States government. I think this might be a violation of the Logan Act, and I'm wondering if the Attorney General Pam Bondi would agree.
I think you made that call yesterday and didn't think of that until you said that. And when I read the Logan Act definition earlier this morning, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
could not agree more.
So we'll see. We'll see if Pam Bondi picks up with that and runs with it or not. Now, we're going to get to Patty Moran at the top of the hour, but there was another mother who was affected by this, and her daughter, Kayla Hamilton, was brutally murdered by an MS-13 gangbanger here in Maryland. And her name is Tammy Noble. She's been a guest here on the show before. Yesterday, Fox 45 reached her, and her reaction to Senator Van Hollen traveling to El Salvador to return an MS-13 terrorist to our soil.
I never heard anything from him, no condolences or anything about Kayla.
Never heard. Not a, not a, And look, Dame doesn't have to make a personal call. Would have been nice. But I don't even know if he made any kind of a statement.
Say, did he make any public statement, any social media statement? And that was the story for those listening, if they don't remember. Daughter raped and murdered by an illegal alien a number of times. I think he was deported. Ends up in Maryland. And then he goes on after he rapes and murders to attend two different schools. And that's the piece of legislation we put in this past session. Right. I put in to try to stop that from happening again, which was shot down. But yes, she never heard. But El Salvador, he can go all the way to El Salvador on behalf of this MS-13 member.
Yep, just the way. That's because that's their priority. That's their voting block. That's their base. We'll hear more from Tammy Nobles coming up in just a second. 6:43. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
PW Parkway has been the problem early. We had a minor accident right before 6 of Route 32. Then a vehicle apparently ran off the roadway near 198. We had the incident northbound between 197 and 198. And it's still a problem. One report said they thought the northbound roadway was blocked. I just looked at the camera back at 197. They're moving some traffic, so I'm not sure about that. But we do have delays on both sides of the parkway. Of course, the options nearby would be Route 1 or I-95 going around that area. A little heavier now, both the Harbor Tunnels, 895 backed up to about O'Donnell Street, slowly working its way back towards the Erdman Avenue area. 95 now, top of the hill, Keith Avenue, with all four lanes open. Southbound, the pace is busy and a little bit slow. We get a speed reduction going into the tunnel southbound. The west side outer loop is busy, but we checked again. Nothing in the roadway. The lanes are open. A lot of heavy traffic. 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a gorgeous day today, sunny, mild 66. It'll be partly sunny, 76 tomorrow for Saturday. Maybe a passing shower, highs into the 80s. And right now, sunny, 39 in the city, and it is 36 in Reisterstown. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
That's an applause line.
Yes, it is. Butterball Johnson.
Butterball Johnson.
Hit the applause line. Good news for Wendy's fans. The chain expanding its dessert lineup. Six new frosty flavors, including collaborations with Pop-Tarts and Oreos.
Hmm.
Just what I would like as a Wendy's Pop-Tart frosty.
Wonderful.
No thanks. Pop-Tart strawberries, one of the flavors. Brownie batter. Caramel crunch. And others as well at your Wendy's, participating Wendy's restaurants. Panera Bread adding croissant toast sandwiches to their spring menu. Hmm. We have the Croque Monsieur croissant toast.
Oui, oui, monsieur.
Black Forest ham, melty provolone, and other cheeses, again, on a croissant. And then the fromage croissant toast. Provolone, American cheese, caramelized onions, arugula, and garlic aioli.
Remember what Curly said. This is my sister Clemette, and this is my mother.
This is nothing more than an elevated grilled cheese sandwich.
That's it.
Isn't it?
How much is it?
It's
$15?
It's a fromage croissant toast.
Fromage.
It's a grilled
fromage.
It's a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
And fromage. The snack aisle just got a serious upgrade. This looks good. Reese's, America's go-to for peanut butter cravings, has just rolled out Reese's filled pretzels.
Yeah.
Combining their iconic peanut butter center with a crunchy pretzel shell that hits all the sweet and salty notes. Comes in 5-ounce bags, or you can get the big jar of it, 18 ounces. Reese's filled pretzels. These are pretzels filled with Reese's peanut butter. So it should be on the store shelves now. So go out there and check it out. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:46 here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Bruce will be back tomorrow. Delegate Nino Mangione sitting in and guest hosting this morning. Tammy Nobles, the mother of Kayla Hamilton. Her daughter was autistic, brutally murdered, strangled, raped, strangled with a phone cord, and left for dead in the trailer park in which she lived. And we've had Tammy on here before, and she said, look, Chris Van Hollen and his party, their priorities are really screwed up.
His political priorities are screwed up because he should be concerned with the American citizens in Maryland. Instead of chasing this guy that's not even here legally. These are vicious criminals. MS-13 is a very violent gang who does not care who you are.
Yeah, remember, the slogan of MS-13 is rape, kill, control. That is the slogan, and it was believed that Mr. Garcia was part of the Western cliques of MS-13. In fact, his tats would indicate he was indeed a member of the Western cliques. But see, the media, Nino, they don't want to report that because that would defeat the narrative.
It would defeat the narrative, and you would think that Senator Van Hollen and the governor got involved in this yesterday. I'm not yes. sure if you saw his video. MS-13, a brutal terrorist group, as obviously designated by the president, has been a gang, or this just brutal gang for all these years. You would think every last dime and bit of authority they have would go towards eradicating MS-13. Instead, he's going down to El Salvador to visit a member of it. Just cannot fathom politically. Yeah,
and you would think that Governor Moore would put public safety and the priority being keeping Marylanders safe. And we've had two high-profile murders of Marylanders in Kayla Hamilton and Rachel Morin. And here's Tammy Nobles once again talking about what the priorities of the Democrats and Republicans should be.
He's more concerned with somebody all the way in another country that he flew over there. Hopefully he used his own money for that and not the taxpayers' dollars to go chase this man down.
Well, unfortunately, he did use taxpayer dollars to according to Politico, which reported that yesterday. So, and he knew he wasn't going to get an audience. He knew he wasn't going to get to meet Garcia in the CECOT
prison. No Garcia, no president of El Salvador, just a total photo op. And I was reading over the break whether or not he violated the Logan Act. I think that probably deals more with private citizens. I'm not sure, because that's what I was reading. And he is a U.S. senator. They do obviously interact with foreign leaders. But he was given the shaft because the president of El Salvador wants nothing to do with this political game and theater. That guy is a serious leader, Bukele. He has taken that country that was one of the most dangerous countries in the world and made it one of the more safe countries in the Western Hemisphere. That's what Donald Trump's trying to do here. And they're trying to work together. And here's Van Hollen, the media, and the Democrat Party trying to put a wedge between our public safety, our national security, and the president, and all in the name of political theater.
Well, shameful. I would say, I hear what you're saying here with regard to private citizen, because that's how the original Logan Act violation happened back in the early days of the 18th century when a Republican, I can't remember his first name, by the name of Logan, went over and was trying to intercede with the French and did not have the blessing of the then administration. But the fact is, because their senators did not elevate them to super citizen yeah. basis, and they can't negotiate unless they have the authority of the executive branch. And that's I think that's the key here. This was in defiance of the executive branch. This wasn't trying to work in concert with the authority of the executive branch. I think it might be an interesting case. Why not? Because they always are pushing the metal when it comes to Trump. Trump and Bondi ought to do the same to Van Hollen and send a message, we're not going to stand for this nonsense.
He certainly violated the rights of the American people who want our sovereignty protected, our country and our communities protected, and Senator Van Hollen has done himself in the state of Maryland a total disservice. It's unbelievable.
Coming up next, the Trump DOJ suing Maine over trans athletes in women's sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
And there are still delays on the BW Parkway. Not a wreck, really, on both sides of the roadway, northbound between 197 and 198, and then southbound at 198. That vehicle ran off the roadway. So looking at the cameras, southbound at Route 32, the delay there. Traffic northbound at 197 still backed up. We see some traffic getting away over to Route 1 or 95 through that area. It's a little bit early for this backup. I-97 southbound at Route 32. Not exactly sure why it's there. We've had no reports of any problems, but already backed up. There could be an accident right here after the split. So heads up for that backup as you're coming south, both on Route 32 and I-97 after Benfield Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Weather Channel says sunny today, mild 66 right now, sunny 39 in Dundalk, 40 in Arnold. Marty makes a great point. Don't forget Christopher Ray used the Logan Act to place Mike Flynn into a perjury trap. Remember, Ray sent over some FBI guys to trap Mike Flynn on that Logan Act violation. So that is something that if you can use it against Mike Flynn, then why would Van Hollen?
He certainly was undermining the United States and the policy of the executive branch. I mean, whether or not he is making a deal or not, I'm not sure how you define the Logan Act in that technicality, but he certainly undermined the president. Not a doubt about that.
All right, let's take a quick call here. This is from Glenn in Easton. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Nino, I just heard you say that what Van Hollen did was unbelievable. I just watched that with my own eyes on TV. It's completely believable. And to say that it's unbelievable shows normalcy bias.
Well, I think...
Yeah. Everything we're watching right now is not normal. And the problem is people look at it through the lens of what normal is, and they don't get it that what everything these Democrats are doing is so abnormal, and they just don't register. And Hannity does this all the time on his show. Unbelievable, unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just a colloquialism.
I was going to say that. No, I mean, Glenn, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Words matter, and using these words desensitizes people to think that it's unbelievable. It's happening. It's completely believable. And if you don't address it that way, it's never going to be dealt with. That's the problem with what's going on right now.
All right, Glenn, thank you for the point. Appreciate that.
I don't disagree, but Sean, you've been doing radio for how long? You say what comes to your mind at the time. It's live radio. Yeah. But, yes, I've seen the Democrats go further and further to the left. I live it. I've lived it for seven sessions.
Yeah.
But it is unbelievable to think that it would have gotten that far to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, you could couch it in terms of 20, 30 years ago. Don't think we'd be here discussing this issue right now or yesterday. The Department of Justice has announced a civil lawsuit against the state of Maine because they're allowing biological men to go into locker rooms and bathrooms and restrooms and compete in women's sports.
Today, the Department of Justice is announcing a civil lawsuit against the Maine Department of Education. The state of Maine is discriminating against women by failing to protect women in women's sports.
Yeah, and remember the dust-up between President Trump and Governor Mills when they had the governor's dinner at the White House? And she basically, and he said, well, we'll see you in court. He goes, I think we're going to win that one. So.
Yeah, this is another one of those 80-20 issues. I mean, how are we still having these conversations about biological men playing in women's sports? These are from the same people who claim to be fighting for women's rights and women's empowerment, who are really pushing little girls off to the side for boys. Yeah. It's outrageous.
Well, it's outrageous, but it is. It's also a violation, according to the Attorney General, of Title IX.
This is a violation of Title IX. The Department of Justice will not sit by when women are discriminated against in sports. This is about sports. This is also about these young women's personal safety.
And the other thing is, interestingly enough, she is seeking not only this lawsuit, she wants all titles that have been taken from the women by biological men to be vacated and returned to the rightful women that should have them.
We are seeking an injunction to get them to stop this, stop what they're doing. That's pretty simple. And we are seeking to have the titles returned to the young women who rightfully won these sports.
One of those women would be Riley Gaines, who had to share her medal with that Liam Thomas, the biological male who was swimming against her in one of those events.
That woman's a brave woman, a hero. But remember, Sean, it's this radical policy, this trans agenda, which is very prevalent in the Maryland General Assembly. It's not just women's sports, and this has been going on for a decade or so. I think it was in 2016 under Obama and Loretta Lynch, they tried and they sued North Carolina over the bathroom policy. So this trans agenda, it's been going on for a while, and it's going to get worse with the left.
You're absolutely right about that. Vinny Steele is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. And what I love about Vinny when you're selling your home is that, you know, he's working, you know, very hard for you 24-7 to make sure your home sells. We've had people in the past tell us they've homes been on the market for weeks, months, in one case up to one full year. That's not going to happen with Vinny because he's got a database. Tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home even before it hits the MLS or the open market. That's why he is so effective. It's not some proprietary secret. It's just he's got this database, and it works. So once you agree on asking price, time frame, sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Up next, we have Patty Morin's emotional White House speech yesterday. You're not going to want to miss this. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Mission failed. Democrat U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland returns from El Salvador empty-handed. He had hoped to meet with and ultimately win the release of imprisoned Salvadoran national Kilmar Abrego Garcia, recently deported from the U.S. However, the Salvadoran government said, forget about it. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt voicing disbelief at the people the Democrats are going to bat for.
The Democrats and the media in this room have continually and wrongly labeled Kilmar Abrego Garcia as a Maryland father. There is no Maryland father. Let me reiterate. Kilmar Abrego Garcia is an illegal alien, MS-13 gang member, and foreign terrorist who was deported back to his home country.
Abrego Garcia's attorneys argue their client is not a terrorist. D.C. federal judge says he's found probable cause to hold the administration in criminal contempt of court for failing to turn around planes that were carrying deportees to a Salvadoran prison. Employing the personal touch, President Trump, he sat in on this week's trade talks with Japan.
Facing a potential 24% across-the-board tariff, Japan is among the first countries to open negotiations with the Trump administration. On Wednesday, the president joined his economic advisors for tariff and trade talks with the visiting Japanese delegation. Last week, Donald Trump paused reciprocal tariffs for 90 days after financial markets took a nosedive. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the Italian premier visits the White House today for talks with the president. Trade and tariffs expected to be high on the agenda. Citing a potential economic slowdown, Fed Chair Powell says no more interest rate cuts for now. On Wall Street, the Dow down 515 points. NASDAQ is up 131. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Heads up in Hempstead. Apparently a new wreck. One of our listeners checked in, said there's some activity there on Route 30 near the circle. So keep an eye out for that right at 482. We've had a number of problems on the BW Parkway. Accidents both sides. Northbound between 197 and 198. Southbound towards 198. And those backups are still there. Still have not seen what the problem is. The camera is not showing us what is south of here at I-97 at Route 32, but this backup is very slow, so obviously there is something just south of this camera shot. We're trying to get the state now to turn it around so we can see it. I would suspect there's an accident in that area because traffic at the bridge at 178 is moving, but we're pretty much dead stopped right here at the merge at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures are on the upswing for the rest of this week. Sunny and mild, 66 today. Tomorrow, a few clouds, 76. Saturday's even warmer. Slight chance of a shower, 86 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Five people arrested on drug and gun charges in Severn. Anne Arundel County Police witnessed a suspected drug transaction in the 8200 block of Durness Court. The suspects fled as officers approached. One suspect was caught after a brief foot chase. Another was taken into custody as he tried to enter a nearby home. The other suspects allegedly tried to interfere with police, and they were arrested. Investigators say they recovered two loaded handguns, suspected cannabis, and cash. Those suspects were between the ages of 18 and 22. Actor George Clooney thinks Maryland Governor Wes Moore is someone Democrats could support in a presidential race. During a TV interview, Clooney said the Democratic Party should look at its really good governors, and he thinks Wes Moore is spectacular. Clooney pointed to the governor's two tours of duty in Afghanistan, his work with the Robin Hood Foundation, and his efforts in Baltimore. Clooney thinks Moore is a proper leader. Earlier this month, Governor Moore told The Sun he is not running for president in 2028. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Chris Serbeck, president of Crestlock.com. I hear a lot of ads from my competition claiming they're the best. Crestlock.com has been in business since 1969. With our years of experience, we have built a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom so you can see for yourself working systems. Visit Crestlock.com at 10015 Pulaski Highway, Middle River, so you can decide if Crestlock.com is the best company to handle all your locksmith and security needs. Give us a call at 410-256-7800 for Crestlock.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Serbeck, owner of BirdDogDesignsCO.com. We know that remodeling your home is a big decision, and who you trust to do it matters. That's why we treat every project like it's our own, combining thoughtful design, skilled craftsmanship, and clear communication every step of the way. Our clients don't just hire us. They get to know us, love our process, and trust that we'll deliver. Let's build something incredible together. Call or text 410-881-9010. Or visit birddogdesignsco.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds got a much-needed win last night and a much-needed boost with Jackson Holliday breaking out of a long slump in grand fashion.
Holliday drives one to deep left center. Thomas is back. Jackson jolts out of it in grand fashion.
Most exciting play in baseball. Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Holiday breaking an 0-for-17 slide over 11 days and powering the Birds to a 9-1 win over the Guardians. Dean Kramer goes 5 1/3 for the win, lowering his ERA to 6.41. On a down note, right fielder Tyler O'Neill was scratched about 2 hours before first pitch, called neck discomfort. Meanwhile, Mike Elias before Monday's opener with a lengthy injury update for Baltimore, starting with pitcher Zach Eflin.
He incurred. He's going to start playing catch in a few days. We'll have to see how that goes and kind of take it from there. But, you know, so far, encouraging with the way that he's felt since being injured.
Elias would go on to say that Eflin is at least weeks away, but didn't specify just how many. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps close out their regular season tonight in Pittsburgh. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number two. Bruce has got the day off. Back tomorrow. Delegate Nino Mangione guest hosting, sitting in here this morning. Yesterday, a surprise guest at the White House press secretary brief. Caroline Leavitt, of course, is the press secretary, and she brought in Patty Morin, the mother of Rachel Morin, the Harford County woman, mother of five, who was brutally beaten and raped and then murdered. Now, if this is going to be tough to hear, so I want to warn you, I know it's breakfast hour, and I know there might be small children in the vicinity of your radio, either in the car, at home, wherever you may be. So parental discretion is advised, because this is really tough to hear, but I think it's important that everybody hear it, especially you Democrats.
You know that Rachel's a 37-year-old mother. She has five children. We've walked the trail for the last 25 years that we've lived in Maryland. It's a safe place for our family. It's where we go to get a little bit of New England, because that's where we're from, New England. When she went on that trail that day, she was not planning on dying. She wasn't planning on walking to her death. She was planning on going to the grocery store with her girls afterwards. Victor Martinez, he waited for her. He waited for her to come closer. He saw her. He saw that there was nobody around. He attacked her. He dragged her 150 feet, blood gushing from her head. It left a 150-foot trail of her blood to the culverts, where he picked her up. He threw her against the wall of the tunnel, and he raped her. But before he did that, he stopped on that trail, and rocks, still stained with her blood, he used them to hammer her head against those rocks. They say at least 20 times they could count the cuts in her head. They said that when they did the autopsy, and I've seen the pictures, there's a 6-inch square in the back of her head where the skull is shattered the way that you would crush an eggshell, in pieces. 3/4 of her brain hemorrhaged. Her right and left side of her face bashed in. Her beautiful face bashed in. Her head bashed in. Broken bones, fractures. He takes and he drags her some more. He drags her through the thorn bushes. She has all the scrapes and cuts on her body. There wasn't 1 inch of her body that didn't have some kind of injury, whether it's bruising, broken bones, contusions, the scratches. She had a fractured rib, fractured nose, fractured skull. And then he takes her into the tunnel and he picks her up. He throws her against the wall. Blood is gushing from her head. Her hair is soaked in blood. And they showed us pictures of her body against the wall, outline. The blood outlined her body. And you could see where the blood ran down around her as he was raping her. And then he threw her down and raped her some more. And then he strangled her because he didn't want her to be able to live to tell the story. They said that when they did the autopsy on her neck, that one of the things they do is they open up the neck and they look to see how far the injury is. And they went all the way down as far as an injury is possible, hemorrhaging in the muscles, because of how strong and violent the grip was around her. These are the kind of people that have no compulsion. Like, to them, this is nothing. And when he was sitting in the courtroom, he actually looked like he thought he was going to be set free. There was no remorse on his face at all. This person took my daughter so violently and so gruesomely and so graphically that they sealed the pictures, because I don't want my granddaughters to see these pictures.
Stunning, shocking, emotional, powerful. No teleprompter, no written remarks from the heart of a woman who lost her child and now has five grandchildren that she has to protect from this kind of stuff. Just we'll discuss in just a second. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so whatever the problem was on I-97, we never did get State Highway to turn the camera. They decided just to keep the camera where it was. Now the backup is starting to ease, so we were assuming it was an accident, maybe even a broken down vehicle. I-97 south at Route 32. At one point, it was backed up all the way back towards Benfield Boulevard, and I still think most of that's still coming south, but the lanes are moving at least once again. The accident in Hempstead on the bypass on Route 30 at the right there at 482, so be prepared for that. There has been some slowing. Apparently a deer was also hit in that area. We still have the slowing on the BW Parkway, where we started off early this morning with a wreck southbound after Route 32. Another wreck after 198. We had problems also northbound in the same area, and we still have delays on both sides of the parkway in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be sunny and mild today, high of 66, and it gets warmer Friday and then again on Saturday. And right now it's 40 and sunny in Edgewater, 38 under sunny skies in Forest Hill. Time for a MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
So yesterday, Delegate Mangione, we saw this media narrative was running amok, and the Trump administration decided they were going to put a nail in that coffin. And I think with Caroline Leavitt's strongly worded statement, and then following up with the powerful speech by Patty Moore, I think it pretty much did that.
You know, Sean, and a shout-out to Harford County's State's Attorney Allison Healy, and her and her family for a long time, but a tale of two tapes, and that was the tape they didn't want you to hear.
Right.
That was hard to listen to. Brutally, I mean, the brutality of this illegal alien savage bashing her skull in, leaving her, well, raping her, leaving her for dead. And then you see the governor of the state of Maryland coming out in support of this guy in El Salvador. You see the U.S. Senator, this guy in El Salvador. You hear from Tammy Nobles, not a word from the U.S. Senator in Maryland when her daughter was killed. Now, I would imagine they didn't reach out to Rachel Morin's mother at all. It's just
Patty Martin said no, that Senator Van Hollen did not reach out to her. Now, he has made statements about it on X, but he did not personally reach out to Patty.
While going, probably never even commented on the story. Yeah. Forget about reaching out. Probably never even said, you know what, we need to do something about the criminal elements of, or illegal aliens that are here committing these violent crimes in the state of Maryland. See it time and time again. Her speech, she also goes on in a part that you didn't play there. She says, you have more audio?
Part two.
Zero remorse. I'm sure we'll get to that.
Part two is coming up in just a second, but you're absolutely right, Nino. All right, President Trump, he wants to know the details of both assassination attempts. And by the way, there was a third. Did you know that? There was a third assassination attempt, and this was from Butler, Pennsylvania, from the same city. What are the odds of that? What are the odds that somebody from Butler was number one and then number three? Different person. I'm sorry, I don't believe in coincidences. Here's President Trump.
Yeah, I would like to hear the explanation. Yeah. Even if it's not released to the public, I should be allowed to hear it.
Amen.
And I might very well release it to the public.
By the way, corrupt Obama Judge Boasberg has found probable cause to hold Trump officials in criminal contempt over the deportations of Venezuelan gangbangers. Remember, he ordered the planes to turn around in midair. And here's what we finally have an admission, a confession, if you will, from a Democrat California representative, Laura Friedman, saying that they were meeting her and other Democrats and Democrat attorneys general on a regular basis to plot lawfare strategy on how to stop and thwart the Trump agenda.
Every single week, we have a litigation working group where a large group of us, and I'm talking there's maybe 75 members of the House, sit down every single week with the AGs to talk about legal strategy. This is all going on every single week behind the scenes. It is nonstop talk, nonstop introduction of bills and legislation, nonstop being on social media as much as we can without being throttled and without the, you know, crazy analytics and doing all these things.
Yeah, there's a confession. This is what all they care about.
This isn't a. This is a liberal activist. This judge, and shame what passes as a judge today. He needs to be impeached. Number one, it's Obama who appointed him, so we should think, you know, nothing less. Expect nothing less that this would happen. But I did a little research from this, Sean. Number one, they talk about this being they tried with going after Trump and his, I guess, some of his administration workers here. And the legal synopsis, number one, when you talk about the Constitution gives the executive branch broad discretion over immigration and foreign policy, especially in matters concerning national security. Number two, the Alien Enemies Act specifically grants the president the power to detain and deport nationals of a hostile foreign nation during times of conflict, a power the Supreme Court later affirmed in the very case against this judge. Also goes on that immigration enforcement, particularly regarding national security threats or terrorist designation, falls squarely within presidential authority, not the judiciary. Incredible.
Yeah, it is. A federal judge has also blocked the Trump administration from revoking the status and work permits for over 530,000 illegals from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. And remember, Biden let them all in one fell swoop. But now that Trump wants to deport them, this judge says, no, every single one of those individuals gets a due process hearing. So you can let them all in without vetting, without an interview, without nothing. But when you want to deport them, now they get due process. And by the way, Biden did that by executive order. It should be able to be wiped out by executive order. This judge, her name is Indira Talwani. She's an Obama appointee, and we have just learned Natalie Winters reporting. The Chinese Progressive Association, by the way, has ties to the CCP, they gave Judge Talwani its Workers' Justice Award in 2012. Now the judge is trying to stop Trump from reversing this legal status.
And the story about the judge trying to hold the Trump officials in contempt, that was the point I was going to have. I mean, dozens and dozens of other lawsuits that the representative just admitted to. It is lawfare. But remember, the individuals that were on that plane that were deported were members of Tren de Aragua, a designated terrorist organization.
The Venezuelan version of MS-13. Yeah, unreal. And that's the way it is. Day 88 in the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
It is 7:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
Declaration of Independence is a fascinating document. I have been a serious student of the Declaration for about 25 years, and I still marvel at the broad sweep of genius backed up by a boldness born of faith. Indeed, the founding and forming of the American government was an act of faith. But a point that is crucially lost in this secular age is that it was not just faith for the sake of faith. It was faith in the existence and the authority of the one true and living God of the Bible that provided the foundation and set the course for the American experiment in liberty. It was the common understanding of men who were knowledgeable of God's word and convinced of his authority and protection over themselves and their families. Now, these men, were they able to visit with us today, would be astonished to see what we have done with the republic they bequeathed us. Indeed, I believe they would be disappointed to see the loss of American liberty resulting from the failure of Americans to know and to live out the moral principles and precepts that make liberty possible. Thomas Jefferson wrote that if the people of a nation desire to be ignorant and free, they desire what never was and never will be. If we forget the words, the struggles, the trials, the motivations, indeed the faith of our founders, we will confine ourselves to a destiny of tyranny and oppression. So I ask you to visit our website at theamericanview.com and begin or continue to deepen your understanding of the principles and precepts of liberty. Then pass it on. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
Time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Just spotted a new problem here on 895 southbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. There's an incident right there around the O'Donnell Street Bridge. They're crowding the right lane just enough that we're pushing traffic over to a single lane to the left. I just looked at the camera, so we're not backed up to Pulaski Highway, but we're going to be slow from the Urban Avenue ramp, and then after that, much better through there. So you'll single up right now towards O'Donnell Street, and again, that's 895 southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. Nothing major right now looking at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are going into the tunnel, and 95 southbound only has a brief delay right at the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. Nothing out of the ordinary on the Beltway early this morning. The Parkville side, the inner loop at Green Spring, and even the west side running with the lanes open. Still a bit slow coming into I-97 at Route 32 from an earlier problem southbound, and we still have delays. We had a number of problems early this morning on the BW Parkway between Route 32, 197, and 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Weather channel says sunny, mild, 66 today. Right now, sunny, 41 in Annapolis, 38 in Ellicott City. More of Patty Morin, of course, the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. I was joined in the briefing room yesterday by Patty, the mother of the illegal alien crime victim, Rachel Morin, of course, in Harford County, who was horrifically raped and murdered on the Mompaw Trail in Bel Air in 2023 by a Salvadorian illegal alien. And guess what? MSNBC and CNN refused to cover the press briefing as Angel Mom Patty Morin shared her heartbreaking and horrific new details of her daughter's murder, shredding Democrat Chris Van Hollen, and pleading for the media to tell the truth.
These are the kind of criminals President Trump wants to remove from our country. These are the kind of criminals that we need to remove from our country. We are American citizens. Why should we allow people like this, violent criminals that have no conscience at all, to murder our mothers, our sisters, our daughters. What? I don't understand why there's even any kind of problem with this. And it's not that it's political, like the left or the right, although I understand different parties have used it in the past. But we have to look at it as we are American citizens. We need to protect our families, our borders, our children. I don't care about politics. Well, I do, but I want to preserve life. And that's the only reason why I have taken and spoken about Rachel all this time. If you're a mother here in the room, can you imagine standing there alive? You're alive, and someone comes and puts their hands into your chest and rips out your heart. That's what it feels like. It feels like a part of you is being ripped out of you. You can't even describe the pain. Just like you can't describe to your husband what it feels like to carry a baby in your womb, or to feel those first kicks, or to know just intuitively if it's a boy or a girl. It's only a thing that a mother knows. Why are we not protecting the American citizens? It's just common sense. Why are we not protecting our children? And to have a senator from Maryland who didn't even acknowledge or barely acknowledge my daughter and the brutal death that she endured, leaving her five children without a mother and now a grandbaby without a grandmother, so that he can use my taxpayer money to fly to El Salvador to bring back someone that's not even an American citizen. Why does that person have more right than I do, or my daughter, or my grandchildren? I don't understand this. Thank you.
Then when she went on to urge that the media gathered in the room to tell the truth.
Thank you for being here this morning. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Please.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry
for your loss.
Thank you. Please tell the truth. Exactly. Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Tell like how violent it really is. This is about protecting our children. It's more than just politics or votes or just anything. It's about national security, protecting Americans, protecting our children. Thank you. And thank you for listening.
Now, you hear a lot of the members of the media were visibly shaken, and they understood exactly where Patty Moran was coming from. The question is, will that filter into their reportage, to be fair, and not run with these narratives when they're put before them? So we'll talk about that on the other side. And also, there's something else that the media is ignoring, and it is the rising number of black-on-white crime. And these are national stories that are being ignored by most of the state-run media. We'll have some of those for you coming up next in just a moment. 7:30. And for Bruce Elliott this morning, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. 6th District Representative April McLean Delaney has joined fellow Democrats in Maryland's congressional delegation in pushing for answers about the mass termination of civil servants at the Department of Health and Human Services. In a letter to HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., McLean Delaney and the others want to know more about the extent and impact the layoffs will have on the state and country. The lawmakers are requesting that Secretary Kennedy meet with them to answer the questions by May 1st. A 20-year-old Baltimore man has been sentenced to life plus 15 years for a 2023 murder in Cherry Hill. Paris Harris was convicted of first-degree murder in the shooting death of Desmond Gardner, who was on the way to visit his young daughter during a lunch break from work. In announcing the sentencing, the judge said Harris shot an unarmed man several times, and his actions demonstrated a callous disregard for the value of human life. A second suspect is also charged in the case. He stands trial in June. A Baltimore man's facing federal charges for allegedly enticing an 18-year-old Massachusetts man to travel across state lines for prostitution. According to a brief filed in U.S. District Court, there is mounting evidence that 44-year-old David Kaufman may have trafficked four minors from Massachusetts. On Wednesday, a federal judge in Maryland ordered Kaufman to be detained. Another hearing set for this afternoon. Kaufman will have a court appearance in Massachusetts at a later date. And Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says El Salvador denied his request to speak or meet with the Maryland man he says was mistakenly deported to that country. The Democrat traveled to El Salvador yesterday trying to secure the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. And the Department of Justice has said Abrego Garcia was in the country illegally and a member of the MS-13 gang. Baltimore City and county residents express similar levels of trust in local news organizations. The University of Maryland Baltimore County poll shows 62% of city residents, 60% of county residents have a lot or some trust in Baltimore-based news outlets. Coming up, we check traffic plus the Weather Channel forecast.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 093, and the pick 4 was 7038. And now with traffic and weather on the 3s, here's Chuck Whitaker.
It's still slow in areas on the BW Parkway. Again, early this morning, the wreck started. It's southbound at Route 32. Then there was a wreck southbound at 198, another wreck on the northbound side. And still looking at brake lights here at 197. And even for the traffic coming up from Powder Mill Road and down through Arundel Mills, Route 100, in that area around 197 and Route 32. You need to be prepared. There are still some brake lights in that area. We had the wreck in Hampstead at the Route 30 bypass near the circle at 482. A couple of vehicles and a deer involved there. And some slowing and still there on the right side with the wreck 895 southbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. The wreck is crowding the right lane, so most of the traffic is staying to the left. There is a backup. It's not really too bad, but you might be a little bit slow as you're moving south of the Erdman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Temperatures are on the upswing for the rest of this week. Sunny and mild, 66 today. Tomorrow, a few clouds, 76. Saturday's even warmer. Slight chance of a shower, 86 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you, you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Jackson Holliday's second inning grand slam was the catalyst, and the Birds would go full throttle after that, hitting two more out on their way to a much-needed 9-1 win over the Guardians. Evening that series at a game apiece, the 21-year-old Holliday talking like a veteran in the postgame.
I don't really know how to gauge it on just 15 games or however many we've played, but I think we're fine. I don't think there's anything to worry about. I think we're hitting the ball hard, and I think it'll come.
Dean Kramer took advantage, going 5 1/3 for the win, 4 hits and 1 run allowed. Here's what the manager saw.
Kramer really competed. A lot of foul ball wars. He stayed in the at bats really well. kept coming at him, kept throwing strikes, and he only walked one.
Birds now at 7-10 on the season, looking for their first two-game winning streak and series win tonight with Tomo Sugano on the hill at 6:35. In the pregame, General Manager Mike Elias on the status of Grayson Rodriguez.
He is tolerating everything well physically, so that's good news, but we still have a lot ahead of us in terms of bullpens, build up, live BP, ultimately rehab assignment, and I'm not ready to assign a timetable to his recovery yet.
Sounds like it might be a long way to go. A scary moment from yesterday's Mets-Cardinals game when a foul ball was a line drive. We hit the first base umpire, Harry Wendelstedt, in the head.
He shoots that one off Hunter Wendelstedt, and he goes down. Oh, my.
Did it get him in the head?
I think it did. Got him right in the back.
Wendelstedt later got to his feet and was assisted off the field. He was in concussion protocol after the game. Caps close out their regular season tonight in Pittsburgh, having already clinched the top spot in the Eastern Conference. They'll face the Canadiens this weekend in round one of the NHL playoffs. And finally, a federal hacking case alleging that former Ravens and University of Michigan coach Matt Weiss gained access to thousands of intimate photos of college students might include former Towson University athletes as well. The students' attorneys who represented survivors in cases against sports doctors Larry Nassar, who pled guilty in 2017 to sexually assaulting hundreds of young female athletes, filed the paperwork for a number of former athletes who believe Weiss might have illegally accessed their personal information during or after their time at Towson. At least five federal lawsuits have been filed nationwide. The time now is 7:37. When we return, what's the plan, Phil?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
I think it's fair to ask, what is the plan in terms of the Orioles and signing long-term free agent contracts? Because they haven't done that since 2019. They haven't given a player a free agent contract of over 4 years since then. And the reason why I bring it up is because I think it's becoming clear after 17 games that the inability, and I'm not even saying it's their fault, to sign Corbin Burns to a long-term extension is really coming to play. They've got depth in the pitching staff, and they need it because of all the injuries, but they don't have that stopper.
Right.
They don't have that one guy that you can count on every 4 or 5 days, just 5 days.
Especially if you're in a losing streak and you need to turn it around.
Right, you know, to win a game. So here's an interesting stat. The Orioles, when they won 52 games in 2021, they were the worst team in the majors. They made money. They were $83 million plus in the operating income category. Okay, they're still making money today, $64 million last year, and their payroll had gone up. Compare that to what Steve Cohen is doing with the Mets, and I'm not saying this is right either. They're in debt. They lost $292 million last year. Steve Cohen has $21 billion in net worth. He's financing that team with his own money, and they won games. They got to the NLCS last year. So the question is, do you want that? Do you want an owner to finance his team through debt and spend? Or do you want somebody to be fiscally responsible and have the team in good financial health and be where the Orioles are today?
Yeah, I think it's a happy medium there. Again, you don't want to go one way or the other, but the goal here is to make money and put a winning product on the field. So.
Is that the goal?
That is the goal.
Well, that's the goal for the owner.
That is.
I'm not sure if that's the goal for the fans.
Again, to bring it back to politics, well, the Democrats don't mind spending other people's money. So, hey, if Rubenstein went to spend all of his money in the Orioles, and they, and it produces a winning product.
I think after getting suspended from the Kennedy Center, he should go out and spend the money.
There you go. All right, Gary, thanks so much. Great question. 7:40. I know that Delegate Man Junior wanted to weigh in on Patty Morin's just compelling speech yesterday at the White House.
Yeah, I mean, she's talked about showing how this really it transcends politics because it should. It's far bigger than just politics because lives are on the line here. Community safety or national security, it's on the line. And, you know, years back, I can remember when this happened to Kate Steinle in San Francisco. Molly Tibbetts, what was that, like Iowa or Idaho, mm-hmm. One of those states. I mean, it's happened with Lake and Riley, here with Rachel Morin, Kayla Hamilton. And you know, the fact is, though, politics always plays a role. And if you talk about optics, for example, and what Donald Trump and his administration did yesterday, I mean, that was extremely powerful to have her up there. And I think it proves once again that Trump is right. And of course, it's common sense that protecting Americans from unchecked illegal immigration is the right message for our country, but any sane country. We're the only country that continues to allow this practice. Yeah. And Donald Trump is putting an end to it, and thank God for his leadership.
There's also the other problem, not just of illegal aliens, but of an American justice system that isn't just broken, folks. It's rigged. We don't have one set of rules for everyone. We have two. One for the people who toe the regime's line, the other for anyone who dares to step out of it, especially if you happen to be white, male, conservative, or God forbid you defend yourself. Here's the latest story. A black teen by the name of Carmelo Anthony stabbed this twin brother, Austin Metcalf, in the heart at a track meet. He bled to death and died in his twin brother's arms. Carmelo Anthony was out of jail in 12 days. That's all it took for the system to shrug off a brutal alleged murder and let this kid waltz on a ridiculously reduced bond. Meanwhile, political prisoners from J6 rotted behind bars without bond. And Kyle Rittenhouse, remember him? Actually acted in pure self-defense, was slapped with a $2 million cash bond, and he went to jail for 3 months.
And was portrayed as public enemy number one throughout the media.
Judge Angela Tucker, a former prosecutor turned judge, one who let the accused murderer walk on just $250,000 bail. Here's the kicker. She's known for being a staunch supporter of the left's dangerous and wildly unpopular DEI agenda, especially within the judicial system.
I didn't see a female in my hometown that was an attorney until I was in law school, you know, and went back to intern, and certainly not a person of color. And so now when we can have, you know, summer interns come up and they are every race, creed, color, gender, but they can see someone that looks like them on the bench, I think that is so beneficial because it's representation. And when they look at me, you know, young kids, you know, law students, whoever it is, I want them to say, if she can do it, I can do it too.
And we'll tell you, Alan Dershowitz comments on what this is. He's basically calling it black privilege. And we're seeing this play out all across the country right now, not just in this case, but in others. And there's something else that's going on right now as well. People that are exploiting these tragedies using GoFundMe or GiveSendGo to make themselves money. In this case, Carmelo Anthony's family just leased a $900,000 home based on the monies that were raised in his defense. 743 traffic, weather on the threes. By the way, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call right now, 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680. And once again, here is the king, Chuck Whitaker.
And they bought a $150,000 Cadillac.
They did, right. Jeez. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. It looks like the wreck has cleared from 895 south at O'Donnell Street. So now that traffic that was kind of backed up there is now caught up and is slowing going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. So the word gets out a little bit, and now it just reverses. Normally you have a problem on 95. So now 895 had the problem. 95 is now backed up before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So we went with really not too much of a problem. Now we're about 15, maybe 20 minutes at the most improving, so we'll keep an eye on it. But you're going to have a delay southbound into both the harbor tunnels. I-97 back to just the normal delay now southbound at Route 32, and still some problems, and we still see delays. Had a number of accidents this morning on the BW Parkway southbound after 32 down to 198, and then also northbound in that same area. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil. Refresh your cooling system. Make sure you rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
And don't forget, we do need a contestant here for Choose Your Fake News. And you can dial up right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680, and get in and match wits with the panel here this morning, including Delegate Mangione. Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast shaping up to be nice and mild today, 66, partly sunny, 76 tomorrow. Saturday, we could see a slight passing shower or two. The high high will be in the 80s. How about that? Yeah. And right now, 42 and sunny in the city. It is 42 in Dundalk. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And today, we have the WCBM 100th anniversary T-shirt and a coffee mug. If you can correctly guess the fake news story out of the three stories we're about to read you here as part of the panel. Bruce is off today. Delegate Mangione is in for today and guest host. As he was yesterday. Always good to see you.
Good morning, all listeners.
And our contestant today, Ruth in Thurmont, Maryland. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. Good
morning, Ruth.
Do you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go first.
First. All right. Ruth is confident here. She's not waiting around to hear the pearls of wisdom emanating from
something.
Charles Whitaker.
When you were little, did they call you Baby Ruth?
He had to.
Actually, sometime.
Okay, cool.
Ruth, how many times have you heard that, Ruth, in your lifetime?
A lot.
That's what I thought.
I still hear it.
So it's
you just heard it.
Just not, not certainly not original material, that's for sure.
That's nice.
Right.
Always a critic, Mr. Casey. Always a critic.
I got to keep you sharp, because you
sharp.
Are you are one of the sharpest tools in the shed. Now, how do you think you got there?
Yeah. I'm in the shed house once again.
All right, here we go. Story number one. Los Angeles spends more on the homeless than they do their firefighters. And the homeless start one-third of all fires in Los Angeles, especially in the recent wildfires we've seen in California. Incredible statistic. Story two, the next Jeff Bezos Blue Origin launch will feature an all-minority crew. Says Bezos in a press release, they will include an African-American, Hispanic-American, Asian-American, Arab-American, and Native American. Each will be sponsored by a private venture capital or equity firm for the next launch. And story three, the director of Home Alone 2 said he wants to cut President Trump's iconic cameo from the film. In an interview, the director said it's become a curse. And he would like to see it gone. All right. Story one, L.A. spends more on the homeless than firefighters, and the homeless start one-third of all the fires. Story two, the next Blue Origin launch will be an all-minority crew. Or story three, Home Alone 2 director wants to cut Trump out of the film. All right, Ruth, what are you thinking?
Okay, one is definitely probable. Three is definitely probable, so I'm going to have to say two.
All right, she goes with story number two. Nino.
I'm following Ruth on this. I think two.
Okay, Nino goes on two. Chuck.
Three.
Three?
That's what I said, three.
Okay.
What am I, incoherent?
Well, do you really want me to answer that?
No, it's Thursday. I'm off tomorrow. I'm so happy.
Oh, that's right. You are off tomorrow.
Yes.
All right.
It's going to be a really good Friday.
Yes, it is. For all parties.
Yes. There'll be a party, too.
I think number three is true. I could see the woke director thinking that, which is unfortunate because that's the best part of the movie. And I could also see the L.A. story being true. I'm going to say number two. I'm sure he'll be planning that at some point, and hopefully the crew next time will know not to open the door first before Jeff Bezos pretends to open it with his more serious tool. But I say number two. I don't think he's there yet.
Story number one, L.A. does indeed spend more on the homeless than the firefighters, and that is a true story. Story two, the all-minority crew on the next Blue Origin is our fake news story of the day.
Yeah.
So congratulations,
that,
Ruth.
Right.
You are a winner.
That's all right.
That makes Chuck a loser on this particular segment. I wanted to point that out.
This is elder abuse. I'll be speaking to my attorney soon.
It would be unfair to leave that hanging.
I saw that story. I thought the guy said he was going to keep it in there.
He said he wants to cut it out.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't read far enough down.
Yeah. But, he's again, I would think that you get a lot of outrage from people if you do cut it out.
Sure. Well, yeah. He's an idiot anyway. Yeah. Look what happened to the kid that was the kid in Home Alone. Look where he is.
Right. Exactly. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. More on the Carmelo Anthony story, and this concept of black privilege now was another incredible story where a white man was nearly decapitated by a black man, And that is not making national news either.
I haven't heard this story yet, Sean, but I want to just go back to this Carmelo Anthony thing. I've seen some headlines. I've browsed through it, but I haven't followed it too closely. But if you stab someone in the heart over a seat,
right,
and you're home a week later, what message is that sending to society, number one? Kids finding that school now ends in a murder, and the consequence, my understanding, is house arrest?
Yeah.
And who brings a knife to a track meet? And what information would be new in this case that justifies taking the bail from $1 million to $250,000? I mean, is that the standard for first-degree murder to this judge?
Yeah, and this raising of funds now on GoFundMe.
Apparently buying.
And using it for luxury items like a $900,000 home, $150,000 Cadillac.
Yeah, exactly. I'm seeing that reported. Incredible.
Yep, 751. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with The Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up at 7:53. Coming up at the top of the hour, there's also... We have to look into not only the MS-13 guy that was rightfully deported, but his either common-law wife or girlfriend as well. Some questions about her, Jennifer Vasquez, who has been featured in the news. We'll take a look at that story as well. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
We're at the Bay Bridge, and everything is open. Both sides of the main span are clear, both east and westbound. A little slow as you're getting over towards the Severn River Bridge, but nothing out of the ordinary. The slowing is the normal delay now, where we had a problem earlier. Southbound I-97 is backed up at Route 32. BW Parkway, you're still hurting both directions in that area between 197 and 198. A bunch of earlier problems this morning, even in the 6 o'clock hour, and they're still hanging around, and they're still backing on both sides of 295 through that area. Some slowing with your delays, but we're moving traffic again, but backed up as you're coming south on 95 and 895 into the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather channel says sunny, mild 66 today. Right now, sunny 42 in Glen Burnie. It is 42 in Middle River. We're talking about these two prominent cases. One, of course, is Carmelo Anthony, who is... stabbed Austin Metcalf in the heart over a dispute over a seat at a track meet in one of those tents, you know, the canopies. And he died in his twin brother's arms. He's now out on bail, which is ridiculous. Then his family has now rented a $900,000 home in a gated community and bought a new car after the bond release. And this is from the GoFundMe money. That has been raised in their name. The other story that you have not heard about is out in Arizona. And once again, we have a black man who went up to a white man with an axe and nearly decapitated him. The story is about Jacob Couch, 32 years of age, a grieving husband and wife who had traveled to Arizona to mourn the loss of their unborn child while waiting at a bus stop near the university. A black man reportedly approached them in a completely unprovoked attack, nearly decapitated the young husband, slashing him in the neck with an axe in front of his wife. The man who was mourning the loss of his child was almost beheaded in public while his wife stood there and watched the whole nightmare unfold. Daniel Michael is the black man who was arrested in Tucson, Arizona, after he nearly decapitated Jacob Couch in the neck with a hatchet while he was sitting at the bus stop with his wife. That man is now struggling for his life. He is fighting for his life. And he is now being held at a $1 million bond, but who knows if some judge is going to reduce that like he did in the case of Carmelo Anthony. And Professor Alan Dershowitz basically said this is wrong, and are we starting to see something called black privilege here?
This is all about who the jury is. This will all be determined by the jury. If the racial factors were reversed, if a white man had killed an unarmed black man, everybody would be on the reverse side of this. We live in a society where everything is judged by race. You know, the Bible says to judges and prosecutors, don't recognize people, just do abstract justice. We're way, way, way beyond that. If the racial elements were reversed there, virtually all the people who are calling for him to be acquitted would be calling for him to be convicted, and vice versa. Let's not kid ourselves. We live in a race-conscious society, and jury selection, which, of course, your other guest is so brilliant at and did so well in the Zimmerman case, is determining the outcome of this case, without a doubt.
So I think what Dershowitz is saying is that it used to be we thought justice is blind or supposed to be blind, but that has not happened. So we have race being injected in jury systems, in judges, activist judges. And the same now is happening with identity politics, Nino, where we're seeing, you know, a largely Democrat city in D.C. or in New York, whatever, convicting Trump on these trumped up charges. And so now the so-called justice system is not about justice anymore. It's about their version of social justice coming after people who are either white or who are Republicans.
Sean, first of all, five or six times GoFundMe shuts down conservative fundraising. And then here they are allowing this fraud, number one. Two-tier justice system we have, absolutely. And in the media, where the media needs to be honest, report the truth, not be biased on these stories. And politicians especially have to stick to actually trying to solve these problems, especially in inner cities. They blame the past for today's problems. And doing that, it further divides rather than actually working together, coming up with solutions, and not these fake shadow threats and these false narratives like pushing a reparations commission is actually going to help actually close the gap, close the divide on racial division, pushing things like removing statues. All of that narrative has actually created this where it's almost they're trying to justify a two-tier justice system, and it creates, as he just said, an absolute problem for everybody in this country.
Yeah, and it's going to take a while for it for the ship to right itself in this particular case, because it's been ailing for quite some time now. And again, Republicans like to say, well, we're going to play by the rules. We're going to comply with the court order. We're going to comply with this, that, and the other thing, not realizing what is happening to them, because the scales of justice have been heavily weighted against them. And against a lot of white folks. And look, I understand some in the black community can say the same happened to them in the past.
And sure, absolutely.
And it has. But that doesn't, two wrongs do not make a right. You don't balance
the scales.
Yes, we're supposed
to be coming to actually fix this problem. Exactly. Now it's going in the opposite direction.
Coming up next, we'll take a look at Jennifer Vasquez, the alleged wife or girlfriend of the MS-13 gangbanger.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A federal judge finds probable cause to hold the Trump administration in contempt for violating his deportation order.
Last month, the Trump administration failed to return two deportation flights after the judge ordered the planes be turned around. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said the Constitution does not tolerate willful disobedience of judicial orders, and he could refer the matter for prosecution. He said the administration could purge its contempt by returning the deportees from El Salvador. But the White House responded by saying it will seek immediate appellate relief. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Salvadoran government has turned away U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen. The Maryland Democrat flew to El Salvador hoping to win the release of imprisoned Salvadoran national Kilmar Abrego Garcia, recently deported by the Trump administration. Patty Morin, whose daughter Rachel was viciously murdered by an illegal alien in Maryland, suggests that Van Hollen's priorities are way out of whack.
Why are we not protecting the American citizens? It's just common sense. Why are we not protecting our children?
Morin says Van Hollen barely acknowledged the horrific attack on and murder of her daughter, a mother of five. Hoping for another interest rate cut, Fed Chair Jerome Powell at the Economic Club of Chicago suggesting don't hold your breath.
As that great Chicagoan, Ferris Bueller, once noted, life moves pretty fast. For the time being, we are well positioned to wait for greater clarity before considering any adjustments to our policy stance.
Yesterday it was Japan, today it's Italy's turn. President Trump has started negotiating deals with U.S. trading partners. The Dow futures down 563 points, NASDAQ futures up 134, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976. 8.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The data that we look at is still showing situations are slow along the VW Parkway, where we had all these problems early this morning in that area between 197, 198, and Route 32. So we still see it. A lot of folks get right there to the ramp, and then we're backed up, so they're jumping off. And we've seen some overflow traffic way over on 95 and even on Route 1. So again, some of that is still continuing. Both the tunnels recovering from an accident that earlier was southbound on 895 in the area of the O'Donnell Street ramp. There are some slow spots on the Beltway, but nothing major. JFX, you're clear from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures are on the upswing for the rest of this week. Sunny and mild, 66 today. Tomorrow, a few clouds, 76. Saturday's even warmer. Slight chance of a shower, 86 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. PSEG Renewable Transmission has filed a lawsuit in Maryland U.S. District Court seeking a preliminary injunction against more than 100 landowners in Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. The lawsuit's asking the court to grant temporary access to private properties to perform field surveys related to the proposed Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. The group Stop MPRP says PSEG does not want access for neutral data collection. Instead, it's a tactical maneuver to justify the unjustifiable. The group's president says the so-called survey is the first step toward permanent damage to residents' land, peace of mind, and community. Frederick says landowners remain committed to protecting their farms, forests, and families and will not be intimidated. That proposed 67-mile high-voltage transmission line project is currently under review. Amazon set to open a distribution center in Wicomico County. Reports say the center's being built off of Route 50, and the company plans to employ around 120 people at that new facility. Salisbury Mayor Randy Taylor says the project has the green light and construction's getting underway. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, we're 17 games into the baseball season, and the Birds still don't have a two-game winning streak or a series win. Well, they can rectify that tonight with Tomo Sugano on the hill at 6:35, one night after the Birds got a big bang off the bat of their second baseman.
Holiday drives one to deep left center. Thomas is back.
Jolton Jackson, Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Holiday breaking an 11-day 0-for-17 slide with that grand slam, powering the Birds to a 9-1 win over the Guardians. Before the game, right fielder Tyler O'Neill scratched from the lineup with neck discomfort. Biggest needs for the Ravens in this year's NFL draft, which is 1 week from tonight, are on defense. All three levels could use some upgrades. Here's Eric DaCosta on an enduring need.
It's always a big need. Every single year, you could ask 31 other teams, they'd all say the same thing. Corner is critical, important position. They break down. You know, they're like Bugattis, and they just break down.
Does Bugatti know of this comparison? Bugattis are made, I have to look this up. Bugattis are made in France. They cost anywhere from $3 million to $10 million. They're cars. Oil changes cost $20,000. While Bugatti supercars are known for their exceptional performance and luxurious design, they are not known for being overly reliable. They do require more frequent and specialized maintenance than regular vehicles. So, yes, cornerbacks can indeed be compared to Bugattis. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Naval Academy goes to the White House. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Hey, WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Bruce has the morning off. He'll be back tomorrow. Delegate Nino Mangione sitting in, as he did yesterday, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up on the show this hour, a Baltimore mom upset that her son's alleged killer was sent home with an ankle monitor. We'll also take a look at Maryland electric bills. A new report out could soar by 60% in the near future. But the top story is, again, Senator Chris Van Hollen's little photo op, his Cory Booker moment in El Salvador. There was no shot that he was going to get a chance to return home with the MS-13 gangbanger. I want to talk a little bit about his alleged common-law wife, girlfriend, whatever, Jennifer Vasquez. And how did she find this high-profile law firm? Who's paying She can't afford to pay. Who's paying this this law firm?
I was just on one of these websites, Sean, not to cut you off, and who was pictured with her with the same shirts that they have on every day in Annapolis? Casa de Maryland.
There you go. Casa de Maryland. Jennifer Vasquez reading prepared remarks. Getting politicizing this whole thing.
By myself pleading with the Trump administration and the Bukele administration to stop playing political games with the life of Kilmer. Enough is enough. My family can't be robbed from another day without seeing Kilmer.
Ah, sounds like she's seeing Kilmer quite the item. But Kilmer, on two separate occasions, she took a protective order out to protect her from his beatings. She was punched, scratched, bruised. And the reason now, she says, is because they've resolved their differences. Well, maybe it's because there's close to $250,000 in her GoFundMe account right now. So that money goes a long way to assuage one's physical bruises, I guess, or emotional bruises.
This woman came into court twice, Sean, like you said, to get a restraining order, saying he had beaten her, punched her in the eye, ripped her clothes off. And Pam Bondi, she talked about this, how the woman actually talked about her safety and her child's safety at the time. Ultimately, she didn't show up for court, which Pam Bondi is an expert in this. She's dealt with these cases. She says that happens often in these domestic disputes. But the fact is, it raises questions. Not to say they couldn't resolve this, but it raises questions of the credibility. Then you talk about seeing Casa de Maryland, these expensive law firms, the political football it's become. All I'm saying is it doesn't add up.
Well,
when you find out the real truth to him being MS-13,
the media narrative doesn't add up.
But that's all I'm saying.
That's what the Democrats do. Caroline Leavitt calling them out, especially on the protective order yesterday.
So not only are Democrats rushing to defend an illegal criminal foreign terrorist gang member, but also an apparent woman beater.
Yeah, twice. Twice at least. Look, I'll tell you something about the domestic disputes. Those are the only two times she reported it. Guaranteed this was happening on a regular basis. Especially because he's an MS-13 gangbanger now. Trisha McLaughlin over at Department of Homeland Security, she talked about the arrest of Kilmer.
When we picked this individual up, when he was arrested in 2019, he had rolls of cash on him as well as drugs. And he also was decked out in MS-13 almost uniform, as wearing MS-13 symbols. Yeah. As well, he was in the accompaniment of other MS-13 gang members.
Birds of a feather.
And that's, you pointed it out, when I said it didn't add up, yes, the media narrative doesn't add up, but it's not the first time they have ran together with something outrageous like this. Again, think Blasey Ford, that lie. Think that where they were whipping the migrants and the border. You can think AOC going to the border, manipulated photo op stories that do not add up at all with
right.
any truth.
And the big question here, are these Garcia's kids? Or somebody else, because Marty has found in search. We'll get to this. We'll get our traffic update, and then we'll talk about this here in just a couple minutes. These may not even be his children. That's another media narrative that just went poof. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, a man that goes poof on a regular basis. Here he is.
Nice. Isn't that nice, Dino? That's nice, isn't it? It's not a lie, but it's just not nice.
I'm Chuck Whitaker.
That's why I have this cover on the mic, so you really don't hear what's going on. A couple of vehicles stopped here on the interloop at Greenspring. Not sure if it's a broken down vehicle or what, but they're in this area where it's pretty wide at that point. So just a heads up, if you're coming over from Park Heights Avenue. A couple of areas a little slow on the Beltway. The Parkville side, that's getting better. The west side from I-70 down to Route 40. But for this time of the day, we'll take it. All the lanes are open. Both the tunnels have recovered nicely from some earlier problems southbound, so we're good to go there. But the BW Parkway, since 6 this morning, still having delays from problems in and around 197 and 198. There are still backups, primarily northbound, but southbound hasn't been too much good in the last couple of minutes as well. So that's still slow. Do not see any big problems right now, but some slowing on 95 south towards the Capitol Beltway.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast going to be sunny and mild today, 66. The expected high, even nicer tomorrow, sunny and 76. And then it going to get a little bit hot on Saturday with a chance of a passing shower or two, but highs into the 80s on Saturday. And on Easter Sunday, going to be dry. And in the upper 70s, we're being told. Right now, Parkville, sunny and 43 and 43 under sunny skies in Pasadena. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV. Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention under the big top to the center ring where there's a group of progressive Marxist Democrats all packed into a small little EV as they continue to make a series of left-hand turns. The EV finally runs out of juice, comes rolling to a stop, and out pops none other than Tish James. On Tuesday night, the Trump administration criminally referred to the New York State Attorney General, Tish James, to the DOJ for accusations of mortgage fraud. The Federal Housing Finance Agency accused Tish of falsifying records, citing a five-unit property in New York she claimed was only four units in order to get a more favorable loan. But wait, there's more. She also claimed in these documents that she was married to her father. Uh-oh. Tish is a little bit upset.
My mission is clear. I'm focused. I'm prepared. I'm ready. I've been trained by the best. I went to Howard University. That overturned legal segregation in this country. I've been taught in those classrooms where Thurgood Marshall once taught. I'm not afraid of no president. Donald Trump, we're ready for you. We're coming for you. We're standing up for you. We're fighting on. We're not going down silent. Victory, my friends, is clear. It's now. And I'm not waiting 4 years. I'm waiting two until a speaker by the name of Hakeem Jeffries comes to bring us some rest. Come on, ladies. It's up to us. We saved this democracy before. We'll save it now. Let's go.
Well, Hakeem might be there, but you won't. This is the very same thing that she went after Donald Trump over in New York. Now she's being accused of by the Trump Department of Justice.
And what the hell was she screaming for?
Because that's what they do.
She was getting booed, by the firemen.
She was at the National Action Network, the allegedly Reverend L. Charlatan, Tish James. Get back in the car, Tish! Everybody has to get out first so you can fit in. All right, so there you have it, just amazing. So I want to talk a little bit about this Jennifer Vasquez. And you hit it, Nina, when you said Christine Balzi fraud, because we all know this is what Democrats do. They find their victims. They prop them up as poster causes. They fund them. They promise them the moon. And they find big law firms like they did with Christine Balzi fraud with Brett Kavanaugh. And they've done the same thing, I think, here with Jennifer Vasquez. Now, there's a filing in Prince George's County in the courts that there was a custody battle. Her real name is Jennifer Vasquez Sura, S-U-R-A, and another individual by the name of Ramos. I'll get his full name here in just a second because I've lost it. But I think it's Ed. Eduardo Ramos was battling for the custody of children. It's Edwin Trejo Ramos. Okay? So if these were his children, Kilmar Abrego Garcia's children, then why was there a custody battle over this involving this Ramos character in 2018?
It's very unfortunate that we have to be skeptical about these things that should be family matters that we could all be in agreement and we wish the best for young kids and for husbands and wives, but we have to be skeptical based on the media's past, the Democrat Party past, and when it comes to power and trying to do everything they can to regain it in this case, we have to be skeptical.
Right. So let's kind of decode deconstruct the narrative here for just a second. This man may have temporarily resided in Maryland, but he's not from Maryland, so he's not a Maryland man. He's not a citizen of the United States. He is apparently not a husband, because no one can, there's no marriage certificate that anybody can find. So maybe he's a common law, whatever the case may be. But he apparently may not even be a father.
And this guy was presented as Father of the Year, this great member of our community. And then it turns out, on top of what you just mentioned, MS-13. On top, he actually may have beaten his wife not once, but twice that she came forward. And then you find out that, as was mentioned earlier in the show, I mean, all these different criminal elements of the people he was surrounding himself with. So the narrative that started a couple of weeks ago compared to where we are now, night and day.
Yeah. Good job there, Senator Van Hollow.
Yeah. Van Hollow is...
way to pick a poster child for your cause, okay? More on this coming up in just a second here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 8:20.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 23. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And more on this Senator Van Hollow, Cory Booker moment, where this was nothing more than a grand little photo op for himself. Right now, Poofer Johnson standing by with the latest on traffic and weather on the threes.
He's trying to control yourself, will
you? We're getting our digs in. It's Holy Thursday. You're taking Good Friday off. So we're making sure that we give you enough good Easter eggs to last you.
Let me ask you something. Do you have a couple days off last week?
I did.
All right, then you need to mind your business.
I'm just stating a fact that you have tomorrow off. So we're...
You can state this when you get a chance. I'll send you an email. 295. Right here at 198. We're moving. It's not terrific, but at least we're moving. At one point, we were dead stopped again. It has gotten much better northbound on 295 now at 197. A lot of problems in that area this morning. Everybody else is okay. It's a little bit slow on the interloop at Green Spring. The two vehicles that were in the median at Green Spring, they're gone. Parkville side looks better. The west side, a little active there between I-70 and Route 40. The southwest side of the Beltway looks good. 895 is slowing again. We picked up a speed reduction now beginning southbound around the O'Donnell Street ramp. That's the old tunnel headed south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, mild, and 66 today. Tomorrow partly sunny and 76, and going up into the 80s by Saturday. Right now, sunny, 45 in Stevensville, 44 in Parkville. Let's go to Claude in Arbutus. Good morning, Claude.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy
Easter to you guys.
Same to you.
Thank you, Claude. You too.
Nino, look, I'm going to say this. You, Jim, and Valerie McDonough are more news reporters than anybody, and you guys care about the people. This Cory Booker and this other clown, Van Hollen, he's never done anything for anybody. And there's just been a murder of a young child, a young student, about 16 years old, on Wilkins Avenue in Arbutus. You don't see this man down here, do you? Ooh, you don't?
None.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then thank you for the kind words. And no, you're right, that just happened. I'm looking at that story. It happened a couple days ago. And it's happened far too often recently in Baltimore County. That's a discussion for another day.
Yeah. Well, I think Claude's point really is Democrats don't give a damn what happens in their own backyard unless, of course, there's a political opportunity for them to exploit.
And now he has to have a visa to get back. Am I correct?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't let him back in the country.
Who, the senator?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, we had somebody suggest yesterday, let him bring Garcia back, then he'd be found guilty of aiding and abetting an illegal alien crossing into the United States. Then you'd charge both of them.
Yeah, I mean, he's a traitor to me. And you know, President Trump is doing the best he can, and God bless President Trump. Because, after I heard about Rachel on TV last night, with her mother making that statement, oh my God, that disgusted me.
That was just—it was difficult to watch and listen to, no doubt.
You're right. Anybody, with a heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that shows you that who has the heart and who doesn't. And right now, it's not your Democrat Party. Claude, got to run. Thanks for the call.
Sean,
appreciate that.
You're so right in the point about this—the hill to die on for Senator Van Hollen, for Westmore to talk about this issue. When the governor, for example, you just increased the taxes by the highest amount in the history of our state. That's an issue right there. Our tax and fees to the people of Maryland. Community safety, obviously, is on a broader point of view, and illegal immigration. You could talk about failing schools. There are so many things that Senator Van Hollen, and I don't want to act like he's not going to different meetings, et cetera, here, but for him to make this the priority issue, for him to go as far as going to a foreign country to try to deal on behalf of this guy who is not a Maryland citizen when Marylanders are struggling each and every day, I just can't believe politically that they thought this was a calculated.
Oh, 100%. But I'm now wondering if Jennifer Vasquez is here legally. Caroline Leavitt calling out the Democrats yesterday at the White House press briefing.
The Democrats and the media in this room have continually and wrongly labeled Kilmer, Abrego, Garcia as a Maryland father. There is no Maryland father. Let me reiterate. Kilmer Abrego Garcia is an illegal alien, MS-13 gang member, and foreign terrorist.
Yeah. Those are the facts, folks. Senator Van Hollen. And by the way, all this stuff about there was a withholding order on him. We talked about this in the 6 o'clock hour. Because MS-13 has been designated foreign terrorist entity, because he's a member of MS-13, that vacates any judge's ruling because the executive branch has, under statute, has the authority to deport any terrorist part of a terrorist organization.
And Caroline Leavitt just took the exact point I made right before she said that. He's not a Maryland man, but there are Maryland men. Maryland families, Maryland women, Maryland children who are struggling.
Yeah.
And they're not illegal aliens, and they're not members of MS-13, and they did not come in this country illegally, and they do not belong in this prison camp like this guy does, and they deserve to have a senator focused on their priorities.
Senator Van Hollen is accusing the president and attorney general of prevaricating.
I want to emphasize that President Trump and our attorney general, Pam Bondi, and the vice president of the United States are lying when they say that Abrego Garcia has been charged with a crime or is part of MS-13.
Yeah, well, we now have evidence of that, so we know who the liar is. But then Van Hollen doubles down and says this.
Mr. Abrego Garcia is legally in the United States.
No, he's not. He's not legally.
And he never was.
And Tom Holman, the border czar, reacted to that.
Rather than protecting his community, protecting the residents of Maryland, he goes to El Salvador to coddle an MS-13 gang member terrorist. It's ridiculous.
Senator Hawley says the Democrats have really bottomed out.
I am watching this in total disbelief. The Democrat Party has officially hit moral rock bottom.
See, I disagree. I don't think there is a bottom for the Democrats.
You're right.
They're at 21% for approval rating right now. Unless they get to zero, that's when they'll have bottomed out. But they got about 20 points to go.
And he's saying that the gang police, gang unit, the reliable informant, the ICE officers, the immigration judge, and the appellate board all said he was MS-13. But Chris Van Hollen saying he wasn't.
All right, coming up next, Baltimore mom calling out the DJS for her son's killer getting an ankle monitor. Time for news headlines. Once again, in for Bruce, here's Julie Reiter.
Good morning. A 20-year-old Baltimore man has been sentenced to life plus 15 years for a 2023 murder in Cherry Hill. Paris Harris was convicted of first-degree murder in the shooting death of Desmond Gardner, who was on the way to visit his young daughter during a lunch break from work. In announcing the sentencing, the judge said Harris shot an unarmed man several times, and his actions demonstrated a callous disregard for the value of human life. A second suspect, also charged in the case, will stand trial in June. A Baltimore man is facing federal charges for allegedly enticing an 18-year-old Massachusetts man to travel across state lines for prostitution. According to a brief filed in U.S. District Court, there is mounting evidence that 44-year-old David Kaufman may have trafficked four minors from Massachusetts. On Wednesday, a federal judge in Maryland ordered Kaufman to be detained. Another hearing set for this afternoon, and Kaufman will have a court appearance in Massachusetts at a later date. 6th District Representative April McLean Delaney joined fellow Democrats in Maryland's congressional delegation in pushing for answers about the mass termination of civil servants at the Department of Health and Human Services. The lawmakers are requesting that Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. meet with them to answer the questions by May 1st. Baltimore City and county residents express similar levels of trust in local news organizations. The University of Maryland Baltimore County poll shows 62% of city residents and 60% of county residents have a lot or some trust in Baltimore-based news outlets. The UMBC poll asked residents about TV, print, and radio news organizations. And a memorial to the late Perrin Mitchell will be unveiled in Annapolis this May. Mitchell became the first African-American from Maryland to be elected to Congress representing the 7th District from 1971 to 1987. Coming up, we take a look at traffic plus the Weather Channel forecast.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
These are last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3, 093, pick 4, 7038. Now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like a broken-down vehicle, 895 southbound. It's right before you get to the bridge where 95 crosses over the old Harvard Tunnel. It's on the painted-out area and off the roadway, but we might have some flashing lights arriving there. Was a little bit slow south of O'Donnell Street. After that, everybody's good at both the tunnels right now. 95, Russell Street, 395, all the lanes open downtown. One new minor accident. Heads up on Cold Spring Lane if you're traveling between the JFX and Falls Road. Report of a minor accident there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures are on the upswing for the rest of this week. Sunny and mild, 66 today. Tomorrow, a few clouds, 76. Saturday's even warmer. Slight chance of a shower, 86 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds and Guardians tonight at 635. Baltimore looking to win two in a row for the first time this year, looking for their first series win of the year. General Manager Mike Elias, before the press, asked before Monday's opener if he was disappointed with the team's slow start.
Look, we're 6-9.
7-10
now. That's disappointing. Wish we were 9-6. It is early. There are positive things going on. We've had, everybody has a ton of injuries nowadays, but we've had more than our fair share of injuries, and we've had guys that are coming back from injuries from last year.
Just don't like it when they cite the injury thing. I don't know, something about that. Elias asked later what he sees in the future for this ball club.
Still see a playoff team, and, we're going to keep pushing away and working to get things back into place.
In the division last night, the Blue Jays, Red Sox, and Yankees were all winners. Meanwhile, Shohei Ohtani starting to heat it up in Los Angeles.
Marquez with a 1-2 pitch. And Shohei hammers it! Ohtani obliterated!
Dodgers TV having fun with the call. Second in three games for Ohtani after going five games without. Dodgers beat the Rockies 8-7 was the final. Ravens preparing for the NFL draft. This is 1 week from tonight in Green Bay. General Manager Eric DaCosta on replacing Michael Pierce on the defensive line.
You know, we've always been a team that wants to be big and strong and powerful on both sides of the line, both sides of the ball. So I think there's an opportunity for us to get better on the defensive line for sure.
Elsewhere in the draft, Giants general manager Joe Schoen said the team would be willing to play Travis Hunter, the Colorado product, on both offense and defense if he was picked at number three. Hunter said last week that if he weren't allowed to play both ways, that would be a deal breaker. But count Ravens head coach John Harbaugh as a skeptic.
To say that you're going to be completely immersed in everything that there is to know on offense and everything there is to know on defense, I don't know if there's enough hours in the day for a player to be able to do that and to have every detail locked down. But you certainly can do it, I would think, on one side of the ball and then have some sort of a package on the other side of the ball.
And finally, a shout-out to Johns Hopkins Baseball. The Blue Jays, who play their games at the corner of Charles and University Parkway in the city, are the number one team in Region 5 of NCAA Division III baseball. The Jays are 27-3 on the year. The time now is 8:37. When we return, RFK could be in play.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offer through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I am not a particular fan of DC sports nor the Commanders, but I have had some great times watching pro sports at RFK Stadium. I've seen the Redskins there. I've seen Olympic soccer there. Yeah. The Senators back in the day. Okay,
there's a great place to watch a football game, just like Memorial Stadium was here in Baltimore.
Exact same thing. You're absolutely right. The atmosphere, the size, small ballparks. The NBC affiliate in DC reporting that the team, the Commanders, and RFK and the D.C. government, close to a $3 billion deal, which would raise the current stadium and build a new one on the site of the old RFK Stadium.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it. I don't like it because of the there's no room for tailgating. They would
do something with the armory.
They
perhaps
would practically eliminate tailgating.
Well, so you never tailgated when you went there before?
No, I'm saying that we always tailgated.
Right.
There's no space in that slot for that stadium and all the proposal with the shops and the restaurants and everything else. There's no space to tailgate.
Well, they may have to do something with the armory across the street or something. I don't know. But yeah. I like it. I think it's accessible.
Yeah. Well, you've tried getting out of there after a game?
Well, you try getting out of the current stadium? It's even worse.
It's all bad. It's all bad. That's why they were, Northern Virginia probably would have been best. But
why don't you just sit home and watch it on TV?
I could, but I every like once in a while like to go out and feel and see, and it's all part of the experience.
So deal with it, Sean.
Okay.
Can't let the tailgating be a break experience.
I'm sorry. If you're going to the game, you got to tailgate.
All right.
And,
make it an event.
It's all day. You can't make fun of the Redskins for being terrible, because this year they were pretty damn close to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Well, I remember many years in here with you in the back.
One game better than the Raiders.
But this year, yeah, it was different.
All right, we'll see what happens. All right. Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
By the way, what do you think is more shocking? The fact that the Ravens almost signed or re-signed Joe Flacco over the offseason, or Jim Palmer saying, "I've never had a chicken wing"?
Seriously, did you hear that the other night?
Yes, I did.
That was a great conversation. I think it's more shocking he never had a chicken wing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is he now? He's
78?
Yeah.
77?
In like 60 years, he's never had a chicken wing?
Because of the skin.
Right.
And lived in Baltimore for how long and never had a chicken wing?
Okay.
How is that even possible?
All right. Next up, has he ever had a crab? That's the question.
Of course he has.
Right, thanks, Gary. It's 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Sadly, a man by the name of Darius Brunch was attacked March 27th in West Baltimore, according to BPD. A 17-year-old male was involved in a physical altercation with Brunch. He knocked him to the ground where he hit his head and suffered life-threatening injuries. He was on a ventilator for about 2 weeks. Once the doctors informed his mother, Chantria Carey, that he was pretty much basically brain dead, she made the decision to pull the plug. And here is his mother talking about the fact that you have a 17-year-old who's been put on an ankle monitor accused in the death of her son, and she thinks that you committed an adult crime, you should be charged as an adult.
If they commit a violent crime like they're an adult, I believe they should be treated as such.
Well, they should be treated as such, but not here in the state of Maryland, where they're still thinking that you're up until 25, your brain hasn't fully developed.
Yeah, I'm sorry this mother has had to deal with it. I cannot imagine trying to make the decision whether to pull the plug on your own son. The injuries are so severe in this case. It's another example, Sean, of what happens when the government and politicians. It'd be nice if Mr. Van Hollen or Senator Van Hollen was here advocating for this mother and advocating for policies to get serious about crime, because this is what happens when you don't take a problem seriously. And right now we have a problem with juvenile crime, and the fact that a 17-year-old commits this violence, the murder, and then he's out on an ankle monitor. And how many times have we seen those out on the ankle monitors go and commit yet another crime?
What's even worse is, you know, how she learned about how there was an arrest made in the death
of her
son?
Wasn't it the Fox Baltimore report?
Yeah, here's what she said.
I never knew it was an arrest. I knew there was an arrest from Fox 45.
That's how she learned. Not from the authorities, not from the BPD, not from DJS. Of course, BPD just hands them over to DJS now. Now, what happened to the idea that they changed the policy that if you were charged with a violent crime, you're going to be detained? That was the new policy, according to Secretary Schiraldi. You're going to be detained in the juvenile detention center. No, they're still slapping ankle monitors on them. And we know that in the past, people with ankle monitors have gone out and committed other crimes.
DJS has been a mess with Secretary Schiraldi. The governor has stood by him. I'm not sure why. He needs to go. He should have resigned, if not have been fired by now.
Yeah. But, no, hey, George Clooney thinks that Governor Westmore is he's levitating above all the others.
I saw that. But I do want to mention, too, I want to get into that because that is kind of funny. But this system that we have, it continues the mindset in Maryland to prioritize criminals over victims. And it's time that we reverse some of these dangerous policies that have allowed this in the first place. But this is what happens. Violent offenders eventually, they walk free. If not, they just walk out on their ankle monitor. It's unbelievable.
It's 8:43 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Northbound BW Parkway still slow. The incident still apparently blocking the ramp to 198, so that's not helping things out for the traffic northbound coming up from Powder Mill Road. It's moving, but it's pretty much crawling on the northbound side. Southbound now looks a little better through there. There was some slowing earlier. Now both the tunnels have cleared out. Just a minor couple of slow pockets in and around the Beltway. JFX, you're okay. If you're getting off at Cold Spring Lane from the JFX, there's an accident reported between the expressway and the traffic light at Falls Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather tells us sunny today and a high of 60, nice and mild, as it gets warmer each and every day. And right now we're at sunny 44 in Middle River and 44 in Bel Air. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
right, Senator Jim Justice, he is from West Virginia, and he made an important announcement earlier this week at the Senate Energy Committee meeting. It was a message of unity, and he made it along with his big pet bulldog. I don't know if you've ever seen his baby, I think it's baby dog, not baby, I think it's baby dog. Baby dog sitting on his lap, and here's what Senator Justice had to say about uniting the Democrats and Republicans.
This little rascal has done something that I think is really important. She loves everybody. I found this in COVID. I didn't intend in any way to be hauling a bulldog around. No way on earth. We had never owned a bulldog before. She's not supposed to like everybody, but she does. If we made others smile and we loved everybody, it'd be one hell of a lot better world. That's all there is to it. Ranking member, thank you for letting her come, okay? Now we're out of here because she's heavy.
Baby dog. Instead of the elephant for the Republicans and the jackass for the Democrats, maybe baby dog will become the symbol of unity.
Of unity in D.C. Yeah.
I almost sent you one today as a feel-good story. It was a 10-year-old girl who's graduated college with two different degrees, and I thought, well, hell, that doesn't make me feel too good. Actually, I feel kind of dumb compared to a 10-year-old graduating. What a story that was.
But, absolutely. Yeah, baby dog. But back to this Baltimore mother right now. Can you imagine? Your son has been, you know, viciously attacked. He's on a ventilator. You got to deal with that. Then you have to make that decision that Darius Bunch wouldn't want to live like that, so they make the decision to pull the plug. But she had to find out from the media that there was an arrest made in the case. And then, to add insult to injury, she finds out that he's her son's attacker has been released on ankle monitor.
How many juveniles have been released on ankle bracelets? Still went outside the house and yet committed another crime. It's sad because it's still a teenager. But when do we begin to hold these teens accountable for their actions?
I'd like to see her in Annapolis during the session and maybe run for delegate or senator because she's spot on. And it's really not some type of deep political theory and philosophy there. It's just common sense.
Well, DJS, remember, last October, they changed their policy surrounding how the youths accused of violent crimes are handled. Right now, if a juvie is arrested and charged with a violent felony, the suspect will be released with an ankle monitor pending the next court hearing. If the juvenile is already wearing an ankle monitor, is accused of another violent felony, then they will be detained. But really, you're gonna let somebody that has viciously beaten somebody, and you know this person's on a ventilator, and then dies.
Beating to death, basically.
You know, I think then they should have detained him. They should have gone out and detained this 17-year-old. And Chantria Carey says this is just a vicious cycle in Baltimore and Maryland.
If we continue this cycle and we don't put a halt to it, how long are we going to continue to let juveniles get away with crimes such as this?
Well, the answer to your question is, as long as Governor Moore is governor of the state of Maryland, and Vinny Schiraldi is at DGS, and Bill Ferguson's in the Senate, and Adrian Jones and Luke Clippinger are over in the House, and Will Smith's in the Senate, it's going to continue. Because notice, Jill Carter's no longer there. And she took the brunt of the criticism. But guess what, folks? It's the Democrat Party in this state. It's not any one individual. That's the ideology of this party.
You're exactly right. It's funny, I ran into Senator Jill Carter. And that's a whole story. We don't have time. But I respect her for just being an independent voice. Because that's exactly right, Sean. It wasn't just her policy. That's the policy that takes the Democrat supermajority to vote on and pass. That's the same thing with a lot of issues. They're middle of the road to moderate, very few of them Democrats that try once in a while to vote with us. No, it's the Democrat Party that they need to vote in unison to pass these policies so they own it as a party.
Hey, real quick, I want to get your thoughts on this. There is a new report out that's saying that An energy ratepayer report published this week claiming regional electricity bills could continue skyrocketing by as much as 60% by 2036. I mean, I don't know how people are going to be able to afford energy in the state of Maryland.
As an elected official, I receive countless numbers of emails on the price of energy, especially BG&E. It's a very, very, well, I mean, you said 60% by what year?
2036.
2036.
In 10, 11 years.
There's a lot more that needs to be done in terms of energy. The state was heading in the wrong direction, and that's another thing. They refuse to take any of the blame. Well, the Democrats have been, again, in the supermajority for all these years, yet energy costs is everybody else's fault but them and their policy. I don't understand how they ran away from that this year. Their energy policy that they did pass does very little, I think, to help to do anything to bring down the cost of energy.
All right, it's 8:50, coming back with calls and comments. And a prominent Hollywood actor says Governor Moore could be the guy in 2028.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Alleged MS-13 gang member and dad of Rego Garcia's wife pleads for her husband's return, and she didn't even mention the restraining order she placed against him for domestic violence.
Adios. Have a nice trip. Bon voyage. Farewell to me.
Don't you hate it when the government gets in the way of a loving relationship? Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another media narrative that has been busted is this guy that committed arson on Governor Josh Shapiro's mansion in Pennsylvania. They try to pass him off as a MAGA guy. Well, we find out that he is a pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas guy. And he was upset at Shapiro because Shapiro was defending Israel and not taking the side of the Palestinians and Hamas. So another pro-Hamas thug and another media narrative busted that this was some kind of MAGA guy and a Trump fan. Wrong again. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. And before anything else, Chuck, you and your family, Debbie, have a happy Easter.
Same to you, Nino. Same thing.
You as well. Chuck, happy Easter, my friend.
Thank you, and be safe out there. I thought, you know, 15 minutes ago we said the parkway was getting better. Something else has happened now. Southbound at 198, the northbound side is still slow because the ramp at 198 was still blocked off. suddenly we just went from it was perfectly fine to where 198 southbound, 295, really slow again. So there are late problems there on the parkway. They've been there all morning. Beltway looks good. Absolutely clear right now. We'll take it as you're moving both directions at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Kim just came in the studio. She's got a big smile on her face. Sunny, mild, 66 today, 76 tomorrow, and Saturday could be a boat day for you, Kim.
Oh, it's a boat day.
Into the 80s.
80s.
Right now, 45 in Bel Air, and it is a 46 in Arnold. Kim Klasick Live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. What's coming up on the show?
Well, first of all, Sean, you know me so well. I will be on a boat on Saturday, and I'm going to love every second of it. But beyond that, of course, we're going to talk about Senator Chris Van Hollen and his trip to El Salvador. All those bombs that were dropped yesterday. I couldn't believe it. I stood there in shock just watching the press conference and, of course, going through X. Pam Bondi dropped more information even after the press conference. Right. So we're going to talk about that. But I have to ask, who made the video on WCBM's Facebook page of Senator Chris Van Hollen and Senator Cory Booker as Dora the Explorer in Diego? Did you see that?
I did see that.
Where
yeah.
They were dancing?
That was gotta be Jonathan,
social media guru Jonathan, I think.
That was hilarious. I literally laughed out loud. That was good stuff. So, of course, I'll talk about some of the comments on there. Also, Delegate Mark Fisher is going to join us at 10 a.m. He's going to talk about, obviously, what happened in Annapolis.
Good and man. Then, good man, Mark.
Yes. Yes, he is. And then, of course, he's going to weigh in on Chris Van Hollen going to El Salvador while ignoring the issues that we have here with illegal immigrants in Maryland. So we're going to talk about that. And then the big question of the day for me is, should Harvard lose tax exemption status?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Especially any funding they get.
God bless them. Yeah, so I agree with pulling the funding. I don't know how I feel about the tax exemption.
Well, yeah, tax exemption. But I'm glad, because Trump just pulled the funding, didn't he?
Right, $2.2 billion.
Right, right.
Yeah.
What the hell are they getting that much, getting that much money from?
They're $50 billion endowment, and they were getting $2 billion or whatever from the government. It's not needed.
That's what I'm saying. Why are they getting government money to begin with?
They're
a private institution that has an endowment, like you just said.
But the bigger question for you, Kim. Is that George Clooney? George Clooney.
Yes.
It says the Democrat Party needs to turn to its cohort of really good governors, and they listed a bunch of them, including Beshear from Kentucky, Whitmer, who's when she's not hiding behind binders, might be a good one. But he says Westmore. Westmore is the guy. He says one person in particular I think is spectacular, who I think is levitating above. That's Westmore, and said he's a proper leader.
Yeah, I saw that. I was shocked. But you know what? He also supported Kamala Harris. He supported Joe Biden.
And said Trump could never be president.
Exactly.
He was a Biden slayer.
Yeah.
He held a fundraiser for Biden, waited 2 weeks for the checks to clear, and then wrote an op-ed taking him out.
Yeah, yeah. So I wouldn't go with his picks, but I thought it was interesting. Because that does say something. If Westmore is on George Clooney's radar.
It does. And he has to have a relationship, I would assume, with Gavin Newsom, and for him to say that.
But here's the question. How can a governor of a state that just passed the largest tax increase in the history of the state, who obviously has a tough time, he mismanaged a surplus into a deficit and then had to go to on the back of the middle class, balance the budget. And then he's got MS-13 people running wild in the state of Maryland right now.
300 and some plus fees.
And he's got an explosion of juvenile crime that they can't figure out. And it's his henchmen that's putting people on ankle monitors who've killed people. How does a guy like that even get a whiff at national office?
Yeah. You know what's troubling? Because, of course, he goes on those Sunday morning talk shows. He does all this national news. And he pushes the same message that he's doing this great job. I guess what this is saying is that it is working in other areas that don't particularly know much about Maryland. So, you know, it's kind of, I guess, hats off to his team.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, he has a smart team around him, but they're going to have a very difficult time defending his record. And the Maryland legislature, unfortunately for him, the Democrat supermajority, for as liberal as he is, they're to the left, and they put him in very difficult political spots, and there's not much he can do
about it. I'm wondering if he's now going to sue Trump over tariffs so he can keep even with Gavin
with
Newsom.
Gavin Newsom.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
All of a sudden, that was a story. Again, more lawfare. That's all that is.
Yep.
More lawfare.
Yeah.
All right, Kim Klasick Live coming
you, Kim.
Up next.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Kim. Appreciate that. Last word of the day goes to Jane in Reisterstown. Hello, Jane. Are you still there?
Hi, I'm here.
Yeah. We have about less than a minute. What do you have?
anyone consider the fact that is under pressure from MS-13 itself to go and get this guy back? It sounds very suspicious. Me, that he would put so much energy and money.
We're having a real difficult time because you're in a bad cell understanding you, Jay. Apologize for that. But you can always call us back tomorrow to make that point. But she wants to know if MS-13 could be threatening Van Hollen to go get Garcia. I would think that if you threaten a U.S. senator, that all hell would be brought to bear. But I've often said, you know, that there might be, I'm not saying Chris Van Hollen is one of those, but there might be some politicians who are sort of compromised by the cartels.
They're very powerful. They're very dangerous people. I'm not saying, same with you, I'm not saying it, but they're a very dangerous, dangerous gang.
Enjoyed having you the last 2 days. Thanks
Happy
for coming
Easter,
in.
Sean. Thank you. Happy Easter to the listeners.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow. Bruce will be back. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.